Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Damn.
Congratulations. Your morning just got a bit classier. A media legend, a ferocious linebacker, a clueless producer, and you.
Searching for a replacement window online? Visit windownation.com today.
So raise a glass and act accordingly. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's do it live on a Tuesday edition of the program. How you living, Threes?
Good, my brother.
Good, man.
Dude, it is August 25th.
This sure is.
Has that hit you?
Yeah, I mean,
that we'd be like 8 days from the opener in a normal world. What was when we opened in September? What September 3rd? Right? Is that when we were
back in a normal?
I mean, I said it relatively.
Used to play football around here, you know. Back when we used to play ball around these parts.
Jeez, man, it's wild to think. Yeah, it was September 3rd at Illinois. Is what? Well, with the revised schedule, not the original schedule, the revised original, which lasted.
So
four
what's
days,
amazing
the four
is
day,
that
4 day schedule.
Right.
Jeez.
What's amazing is, like, I still follow, like, the school that, or I guess it would be the preschool London went to, but it was part of the private school that, you know, Nashville is all private K through 12, essentially.
Yep.
So if you want to live in Nashville, Tennessee, be prepared to pony up or else live out in the country if you want public schools.
Now, do they still jack you with the taxes?
Oh, their property taxes are so low.
Okay,
so low.
So that's the,
my goodness,
the
compared to here, my goodness. Right. That's why Herb Street was like, bro, what Herbie has in like 6 acres down there in prime location. I think he's basically comparative to like his acre he had in UA. Like
right,
he,
from a tax
he's got a, yeah. I mean, I used to call it the Four Seasons Nashville, the dang house he has. I mean, the guy
it
has
pretty
about,
amazing.
The guy has about six outdoor couches, for crying out loud, around his pool. You know, like, I'm like, have you even sat on some of these? I don't even think you've sat on some of these. Still have tags on them. But he's got a beautiful setup down there.
Yep.
Literally, pull up, it's like gate, you know, the gas lamps are on. You drive around like a basically, it's like a turnaround, you know, front turnaround on his long drive with a fountain. You're like, this is Herbie. I mean, what are you talking about? This is
the lead
guy, college game day.
Yeah, and why do you think
football?
He wants that EA Sports college football game back? That's a nice little paycheck all those years.
You know? But anyway,
that was a nice little. Why do you think he's so adamant about that? Well, we gotta get that thing back as quick
no
as possible.
Doubt. But anyway, I still follow their stuff. If you remember, right, we were in the running for a linebacker there, Kane Patterson, who ended up choosing Clemson over Ohio State.
Yeah.
He was actually committed to Ohio State. And it was just a small world because, he went to the same school that London had gone to preschool. And then when everything happened with Urban and Zach Smith and all that, he decommitted and went to Clemson. Big, big family of faith, right? You know, the school was called Christ Presbyterian Academy. So, you know, it's a...
Well, you're pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward with the name. Anyway.
Yep.
But I still follow them. And Ingle Martin, if you remember that name, Ingle Martin.
Oh, for sure. Florida.
He is their quarterback. Or he's their head coach. So, Ingle... and I dabbled, you know, when I first retired about going up there and coaching with him. I chose Big Ten Network instead, but I was going to coach high school with him. And anyway, so they opened up last week. I saw the highlights, you know, online, on the line, and, 21-7 victory for them, and you're like, unbelievable. Like, I almost didn't believe it when I saw it. I was like, I thought this was like a flashback Friday. Nope.
Oh, no.
First week of Nashville, you know, in Tennessee football, in the books. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And it's going to, you know what, Bo? It's going to continue to burn the more and more this happens.
It's hard.
Once the local high schools, you know, like once you see or read, you know, Dublin Jerome beats whoever, right? Once you see like the highlights, like I saw it the other day on the news, like where it's like the high school football frenzy, you know, is back this fall and like the highlights on the local news. And you're like,
that's right.
It's amazing how all this is happening, but our pride and joy is not. And it's going to get more and more salty, people, because guess what? Every day this goes on, I get more and more confident that the SEC is just going to push through. ACC hasn't canceled yet. Have you seen the numbers on North Carolina?
Did you see the numbers at Alabama? 500 positive tests a day. 500 new positive tests a day at the University of Alabama.
Yeah.
500 new. Like, are they just going to push through that and take on all the liability that comes with that?
I don't know.
Are you just going to push through and ignore the amateurism, try to get around it? Like, I'm very curious. I mean, it would
My
be good to, like, talk
been
to somebody.
Amateurism for decades.
Well, right. But the Title IX still has to add up. So
that's
what I'm
true.
Wondering is, like, is the women's soccer team practicing?
Right.
Is the men's soccer team practicing?
Yes.
They would have to be.
Are they still going?
Are they still going? Has the SEC? That should be a simple Google search for the Uncle Chops or the MIT kid interns. Would be very simple to just find out. Is the Alabama women's soccer team going to play a false schedule again? Did the SEC put a false schedule together for all the sports?
I'm gonna text my guy Hester, and I'm gonna try to get him on sometime this week, and just ask him. Be like, What is the pulse there when it comes to the other sports? Because I've been on plenty of Southern shows. They don't even think about it.
Right. They don't even
care. That's not even
I was on Hester's show without Hester last week.
Yeah.
And they asked me about it, and I put it back to them. I said, well, what are y'all going to do about amateurism? And you would have thought I would have said, what do you think's going on in Yemen?
Yeah.
I mean, what? Amateurism? What are you talking about? What are you worried about?
This is a legit thing.
Wait a second. Like, you have to be.
When you bring it up and you say, basically, you have to play the other sports, or otherwise you're admitting football is more important, therefore football should become... And like their response, like their reaction is more like, well, duh, football is more important. I'm like, yes, I know this.
We know this.
Up north. But right. In order for amateurism...
But the facade, you know, like, so it's kind of like...
But then again, I will go back to my direct quote from a former SEC football player when we were doing a Pepsi thing together in the NFL. And he said, man, I cannot believe y'all got busted over some tattoos. And you took that. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty crazy. And he's like, bro, he goes, we got some of our biggest cats are pocketing six figures down here. Legit, direct quote. He goes, they don't care about all this. Do you think the boosters care if we get caught? Of course. It goes, it's almost like a competition. Who can fund the most to get the best players? It's not an embarrassing thing. You remember him being like, you guys take this whole thing about like, cutting corners as like, oh, it's embarrassing. We do everything by our, you know, we're going to put our ties on and look pretty and all that. And he's like, what are you talking about? It's like a slimy competition down here. And I'm like,
You just hit on something that, in a way, perfectly illustrates where we're at. The Big Ten viewed this as, we are the high and mighty, pristine Big Ten.
Yes.
I mean, even in conference expansion, we were worried about that. What was it, the AAP or whatever, the academic nonsense, instead of worrying about football?
Right.
Like, instead of getting Oklahoma,
right,
we went and got Maryland and Rutgers for TV buy and because they were AAP, whatever the hell that thing was.
Right.
So that,
AARP,
that, those,
right?
Those were more important. Not that one, no. And it's like, but what you just said, like, for us, when we got nailed for tats, and it was like, oh, gosh, we're so ashamed of ourselves. Meantime, everybody in the South would have been like, prove it.
Right.
Prove it. North Carolina basketball said prove it. Miami football, prove it. Let alone the rest of the SEC, where there's no shame. Like Ole Miss, prove it.
Right.
Hugh Freeze, prove it.
Yep.
If you can prove it, fine. We're not admitting to anything. Watch
right.
us. The other
right.
thing that is, it's very real down there, and it's more there but than hereby, is that most of these places are outposts. They're hard to get to.
Yes.
There aren't. You don't fly into an international airport like you do here in Columbus. You don't
right.
fly in and be able to go to a big city and talk to a bunch of people. When you fly into those places, it's the firm, man.
Yes.
It's the Tom Cruise movie, The Firm.
It's a
don't
bunch
ever go against
of happy
the firm,
valleys.
Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, everybody protects it themselves. It's this. We talk about this with Happy Valley all the time. People go, how is this allowed to happen for so long over there? Have you been to Happy Valley? It's the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
It's hard to get people in there. It's hard to get people to talk against the program.
Bo,
protect
every single
the program
game
at all
that
cost.
I do, every single game that I do there, there's still planes, those little small planes that fly around Beaver Stadium that have free Joe Paterno.
No question.
Like,
and that will be
still,
that way forever.
And it's still like it's still a polarizing topic over there. It's never talked about because the statue's gone and all that, which is.
But it's not destroyed.
It's
in storage.
It's in storage.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's what you have is you have a bunch of those kind of places where it is protect the firm, and it's and you think about the economy of that place. Like, for instance, so you want to be the guy to blow up Auburn football in that town? Like, look, our town, everyone, we all do better when War Eagle is doing better financially. Oh,
it's beyond that, buddy. It's,
you know,
even it's beyond that.
It's such a deep.
Here we can, you know, this is a city of 3 million.
Yeah.
Not having Ohio State football for a year is really, it's brutal. But the cancer centers are going to do fine. The hospitals are going to do fine.
Well, 26
the business community
story
is going
to expansion
do fine.
Coming actually to the to the hospital
to
I saw yesterday coming.
Yeah.
2026.
Cancer pays. Yeah, it pays. The you think the insurance companies in this town? This is a major metropolitan city in the United States of America.
Yeah,
we're gonna be just fine. Auburn, Alabama.
Yep.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Like Baton Rouge will be fine. Gainesville, Florida. Athens, Georgia. Starkville, Mississippi. Oxford, Mississippi. Nashville will be fine.
Oh yeah.
Lexington, probably okay.
Nashville's like we're not worried about.
Right, but the rest of these.
Yep.
Rest of the Knoxville will probably be okay. But at least half of the SEC schools are in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
The entire economy is football Saturdays.
Yeah.
It would be like, you know, these resort towns or, you know, these summer places on the lake, these little towns on lakes. It'd be like all of a sudden they didn't have summer.
Right.
Right? That's what it's like. It's like your entire business, like all these places. I told you I was up at Sandusky over the weekend. All of those little towns that are on the lake, their entire economy is built around the summer when it's a madhouse. Well, what if summer didn't happen? What if it was just winter for a year?
Right.
You know, that's what that's what will happen
if
in those places
to a lake,
in the South.
And I know you have the social distancing, all that stuff, like. These places thrive on that boat crowd.
Of course.
I mean, a few times I've gone to Buckeye Lake, it's like when you look at the patio seating, the only people that you see at all at this place wearing a mask are the servers. You know, like, and it's fine. I'm not judging them at all, but it's those places are trying to keep up with business because they thrive on those few months in the summer, and then in the winter, it's a ghost town. So
they've got
when
2 weeks
see the parties of Lake of the Ozarks, there's a reason why. Because that place shuts down, and they are thriving in the summer. So in the summer, you're saying to yourself, you have a tough decision to make. How much do we really scale back? Will we make it through the winter if we scale back?
That's
and some of
one.
That could be, you know, look, some of that could be your own fault as far as how much if you spent up to your profits. You know what I mean? Like how much are you – I think what we've learned is that if Ohio State didn't – I'm not saying they shouldn't have gotten all these brand new buildings for different sports. How much would they have in the bank for the $130 million losses that they're about to take? And despite $130 million losses, you have a 26-story expansion to the hospital happening. So that's a blip on the radar, right? Like, would they love to have that $130 million? You're damn right they would. You can't say money doesn't factor in, but you still have those in the plans. To put I want to look at the number of that because 26 stories on a hospital building is not inexpensive. And oh, by the way, up here
that would start with a B, wouldn't it?
Up here in up here in Dublin, you know where Ohio Health is, right? That little the hospital there, right across from that on 33, is another Ohio State hospital going up. They're already making the infrastructure right now. So there's an OSU hospital going here. I know they want to put another one up in Powell. So it's growing. In spite of this 130. So what I've learned from this is, yes, the football nut is very important, right? Like that piece is very important to the university. But that machine that is Ohio State can keep rolling. Now, it can't cancel football. You know what I mean? Like it's got to come back, and they're going to expect it to come back. But I thought it would have been, and where I was off, is I thought it would have been much more devastating to the university to even say no. But we're in Columbus, Ohio. This ain't the same. In the plains. This ain't the same, you know, in Ole
State
Miss
College.
And in Mississippi State and, you know, Gainesville. So there's places where they, it's not the same. It ain't even the same in Lincoln, Nebraska.
No. There's going to be an incredible heartache over this. And in the midst of all of this, in this crazy world we're in, there's an AP Top 25 that came out yesterday where we're number two. Among the things we'll get to
next. Yes, let's go. Maddie.
An absolute
Final Four.
An absolutely surreal and sad day in Cleveland as well with the loss of Grant Delp, but we'll get into that. Plus the Yellowstone finale review. My goodness, was a lot going on in this one. I got to make sure we have enough time to get to all of this. So we will get to that. We'll get back into the Buckeyes. So much. There's no end in sight to the outrage. You just wonder if there's something that, is there anything they could do? We'll get into that too. And the NBA from last night as well. Loaded up program for you on a Tuesday. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on the Fan.
On air, online, on the app. New methods of consumption, same great radio.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
East, take us with you everywhere. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I can't believe you finally had LASIK.
Yeah, I was so tired of contacts, I just couldn't do the itching and irritation anymore.
I thought you couldn't do it because of your astigmatism.
I thought so too, but the LASIK Plus doctors say they treat astigmatism all the time, and I'm seeing great.
Wow, but didn't it hurt and take a long time?
Not at all. It was quick and painless. Back to work the next day. Way easier than going to the dentist.
That sounds great. Was it expensive?
They made it affordable. They guaranteed financing and found a plan that fit my budget.
The LASIK Plus surgeons have performed over 2 million procedures in the last 25 years. Find out for yourself how easy, fast, and affordable LASIK can be at LASIK Plus. Call 844-338-2020. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mention this ad. That's 844-338-2020. LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
At Huntington, we're for people. For their good times and their hard times. That's why we're proud to offer 24-hour grace on overdrafts, which gives you more time to fix it and avoid a fee. Why does that matter right now? Because when your bank is looking out for you today, it's easier to stay on top of your tomorrow. 24-hour grace, only from Huntington. Welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace.
Do you want to know how you can feel amazing and live better? James Laurinaitis here for my guys at Affinity Whole Health. And let me tell you what I did. I called Affinity. Their process, so simple. You go to their website and sign up for a free doctor consult. After your initial appointment, they'll show you your numbers and customize a plan that is right for you. If you're feeling tired, unmotivated, if you've gained some weight, lost some muscle mass, you could have low testosterone. I did, and Affinity put me on a plan, and I quickly did a 180. This pandemic has taken its toll on all of us. So if you've fallen off the wagon, give my guys at Affinity a chance to show you what they can do for you. Affinity helped me stay motivated, regain muscle, feel better, and they can do the same for you. You will see a huge improvement in your daily life. For a free doctor consult and to see what Affinity Whole Health is all about, go to feelgreatcolumbus.com. That's feelgreatcolumbus.com and tell them that James sent you. Do your 180 today and go see my friends at Affinity Whole Health.
I'd like to apologize on behalf of the entire radio station for Common Man's constant throat clearing. If it makes you feel better, I kicked him in the sack pretty hard before voicing this promo. Common Man and T-Bone, weekdays at 3, The Fan.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hello, Central Ohio. This is Dr. T from Aesthetica Surgery and Spa. Is summer your favorite season? It is for me. And now that summer is in full force, it's a good time to get moving on your plans for that facelift or body contouring procedure that you've been thinking about doing in the fall. We'll answer all your questions and take you from feeling nervous to excited and then to thrilled with your results. Call me at 614-569-2649 or go to drannetaylor.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Celebrate freedom from down payments at John Hinderer Honda. 2020 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive, only $269 a month with no money down. Route 79 in Heath or visit HinderHonda.com. Open Sundays.
With approved credit, 36-month lease plus tax and title. In stock only. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Tom Zawistowski, president of the We the People Convention. In these troubling times where dissenting opinions are being silenced, our weekly news and opinion radio show and podcast gives you uncensored information that you will not get anywhere else. We don't just talk about current events. We explain how they affect you personally. Then we show you how to defend your freedom and prosperity and our nation. Go to WeThePeopleConvention.org right now. That's WeThePeopleConvention.org for news that makes a difference.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit WindowNation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
A linebacker and a man of leisure.
This doesn't even make sense.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Brought to you by our great friends at Window Nation. You're in need of search and replace windows. Check them out at WindowNation.com. They will take care of you the way that they take care of us. 866-90-NATION. Go ahead, buddy.
I was just looking. We've gotten some support. Alabama women's volleyball and soccer is practicing as of last weekend. Thanks to
yeah, of course,
Mark
they have
Nani
to
for that. And here's the funny thing. Like Chops mentioned. Guess what? They don't have. They don't have a fall championship. So that sucks for those sports. Hey, you know how to play games, but it's really just scrimmage,
yeah,
guys. All right. And then my man Patrick tweeted at me. Cost projected to be $1.9 billion of the new Wexner Hospital Tower, and the new Wexner in Dublin is a couple hundred million.
Well, yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
All right. So the other thing that I saw flying around, and I just want to—it's you got to clear this stuff up. And I understand what Bob and Anthony are doing, right? Because they want the truth, right? They want to see the work. They want to expose the people who they believe have lied or have hidden or have not told the truth when it comes to why this was canceled. I understand it. But it's also disingenuous to suggest that they both know better, that the playing intramural club football, like this is going around that they're playing club football at Ohio State, and that, well, then why can't they play? It's not about safety. It's never been about player safety.
Yep.
Never. At no point. We all know better than that. We know that it's not about that. There are not billions on the line for club football.
Mm.
Okay? The coaches of club football don't make $8 million a year.
Mm.
They don't have strength coaches that make $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay? So they don't have television contracts. So there's none of that. There's no amateurism to protect in club football. Okay? That's why they can play it. It's got nothing to do with health. Yep. And we all know it. The other thing is, there's no Title IX to worry about.
Right.
In club football. Because they're not on scholarship.
Yep.
So, you can't say, why is this happening, but this can't? It's apples and avocados.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, it doesn't do you any good
to try to compare
the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the problem.
Suing
so, it's
over
not...
intramural sports.
It's, correct. It's not. That's why it was so critical. And Chop said he looked it up at LSU too. That LSU is playing. When we asked that question, he said LSU volleyball is scheduled to play basically an all SEC schedule starting at the end of September. Well, they have to.
Yeah,
they have to. Do you understand, guys? You got to understand this stuff. It isn't about player safety. It never was. It was a masquerade about player safety because you have to protect amateurism and at all cost.
Yeah. What's unique, buddy, is
that we are
finding right now, we are finding that what's happening in college football is a microcosm of what's happening in our country, where you have, for instance, I saw a New York Times graph this morning, and by the way, when it's funny how when you say New York Times, what people used to think when you said it, right? Like a decade ago. And then what some people will think when you say New York Times right now, and how somehow the New York Times has become political. But anyway, like, I swear when I was growing up and you read something in the New York Times, you're like, oh, look at newspaper, you know?
It's the same as what happens with the cable television, right?
Yes, yes.
Yes, and the op-ed page in the New York Times is liberal, historically.
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
That's the deal. That's the op-ed page. It's just like the Wall Street Journal op-ed page historically has been conservative.
Yes.
But we're too dumb to separate the news from an opinion show.
Right.
Or the news from an op-ed. It's all together now.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, you're
continue.
Right. You mean Hannity isn't the same as like the
not
news
not the
portion?
Same.
Okay.
No.
I'm just clearing that
it's
up.
What
I
they
thought,
run
I
in the afternoon.
Was a
nor is Maddow the same of whatever they're
right.
running
no,
at
I
5
thought,
o'clock.
I thought Anderson Cooper was... I
two different
this was
things.
All, oh.
No, two different
things. Gosh, I had that messed up.
Sorry. A lot of people don't realize
no,
that.
No, thanks for clearing that up. But what I was going to say is that they had a graph on America's cases. And it's funny how, you know, it shows it going up, and then March it goes down, lockdown, right? And then it shows open back up, and then it skyrockets, and then it shows mask policy down. I feel like that is right now what we're seeing is we're seeing the Big Ten and Pac-12 are for – this is a broad stereotype, but basically saying, you know what, we're going to be the conservative crew. Right, shut it down. And the SEC is the bunch, and the ACC and the Big 12, but the SEC mostly is the bunch that's saying, push through no matter what. Like, it's inevitable. People are going to get cases. Let's go. And we'll see if they stay that way, Bo. Right? Like, we'll see.
Yeah,
like, if
right,
Alabama plays through a season with the number of cases that they're getting, then their whole philosophy is like, you know what? We're not going to make this thing poof disappear. You know what I mean? No matter what the president says, it's not going to disappear. This thing is going to be around for decades in the future. Right, but we're going to just push through and get immunity to it, you know, and go through and hope that no one has. But there are people like that, aren't there? I mean, you meet people all the time that are, I do anyway, that are like, look, we don't want to lose anybody, but we can't stop the whole world for those that are at risk. And then you meet other people who are like, well, we can postpone it, we can slow it. And there's just so many college football right now is our society. When it comes to this pandemic.
It is, very much
so
is.
Some are like, you know what, we're going to be very careful. We're going to maybe be ahead of the curve. We're going to do all this stuff. And I'm not here to judge on who's right and who's wrong because I don't want it to come across that way that I'm totally against. I wear a mask when I go into a building, right? Like if I know I'm going to be around a bunch of strangers, even if I'm outside, I bring the mask. Do I like wearing it?
Yeah.
No, I don't like wearing it. I think, you know, I ultimately realize how bad my breath stinks, and I need to take care of that more often.
You do sort that out, don't you?
Yeah,
that's
you know,
a tough
like,
spot.
Maybe
man.
I need to invest more in some remedies for that.
Have bubble gum in.
I don't want this to be a mass debate. I'm just saying what college football is basically on a grander scale, right? It's like a real for me. It's a real live action thing. Like, okay, we'll see what happens. Big Ten, Pac-12 said no. We're going to be conservative. The other conferences so far have had numbers come up, and they're saying, hey, we're going to push through, and despite all this, this is inevitable anyway, let's go play. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And it's just like the people who are saying, hey, let's keep the economy open and just roll, and if you're not comfortable going out, don't go out, where the other parts of the country are saying, no, we're going to protect us from ourselves and help slow it. I don't know, and only time will tell, and history and reflection will tell which thing was right or wrong or whatever. But it's fascinating to see college football be that kind of real live example for us in real time.
Yeah. No, it is. And the Buckeyes number 2 in the AP poll. So my guess, it's crazy.
That stings, though.
You'll be
it?
2, and then you won't.
That
you know,
stings.
Probably won't
but
be in another
you
one.
You know what? I didn't
forward.
Think I'd really care that much. But then when you look at it and you're like, man, it could have been number 2 at number 9. It could have been number 2 at number 7.
I won't care until games and other conferences are being played.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm so salty about not having it, but until other games are played in other places, then there will be just an empty gut punch feeling that you're just like, wow, what the hell happened here? What happened? If other school, and I hope honestly, I hope they all play. I hope they can play because I'd love to watch.
So do I.
And I'll be pissed that we're not involved, but I hope they play. So we'll see how it all goes. An absolutely brutal and surreal day in Berea with the Browns. We'll get you the latest on that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
The biggest guess. Earth shatter.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner.
so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Opinions and Maddie making Anthony do push-ups during commercial breaks.
I can't feel my leg.
My bad, bro.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need by calling Dr. Mark Levy direct at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Hi, Ohio. Everybody knows there are things in life that make total sense, like switching to GEICO. They're the second largest auto insurer in the country, and they've been saving people money for over 75 years.
Other things make no sense, like stickers some manufacturers put on their non-stick pans. It's like the world's worst product demo.
However, it makes total sense to bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. You could save a lot, and they can insure your motorcycle, boat, and RV.
Clapping, on the other hand, makes no sense. Who decided a great way to show approval was to hit ourselves? Repeatedly.
On the other hand, it still makes sense to switch to GEICO. They have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And emergency roadside service could help you get out of a pinch.
Conversely, arranging, then dismantling decorative pillows on a bed makes no sense whatsoever. Making the bed provides enough chore drudgery on its own.
So, Ohio, it makes sense to switch to GEICO. Online, over the phone, or with your local agent.
Buckeyes, Blue Jackets, Crew, the NFL. If live games are cool, consider us Miles Davis. And if movie references from 25 years ago are cool, Anthony Rothman is your idol. Your radio home for all the games and eye-rolling promos. The Fan.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now buy any three cooler beverages and get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For something fresh and full of flavor, pick up Honeycrisp apples. They're just $1.87 a pound with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What day is it? If it isn't Wing Tuesday, who cares? If it is, get to Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one free traditional wings, served hot to your table or to go with takeout and delivery. BOGO, of equal value free. Available at participating locations, size exclusions may apply, not valid with any other offer. Availability of dine-in varies by location. Delivery is subject to availability and fees may apply. Delivery and takeout is for a limited time.
Redbox has something for everyone, along with a new comedy that can't be missed. The King of Staten Island, starring Pete Davidson, is now available at the box and streaming on demand. Directed by Judd Apatow, The King of Staten Island is laugh out loud funny, but will surprise you with a truly heartfelt story. It also features an all-star cast starring Marissa Tomei, Bill Burr, Steve Buscemi, and more. Rent The King of Staten Island tonight, along with other new movies at Redbox. Make it a movie night and visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
It's Bishop and Laurinaitis is What's Up?
What's up, man?
What's up with you?
All right, here's what's up on a Tuesday edition of the program. Just a brutal day yesterday up in Cleveland with the injury to Grant Delpit, an Achilles injury. I'm going to just think about how crazy this was. So on Sunday, they get a rash of positive tests. Sunday morning, rash of positive tests. Players and coaches, support staff. Yeah. Kevin Stefanski's among them.
Yes.
So he tests positive for coronavirus, right? According to the test.
Yeah.
So they then go through a practice without 12 players, key players, and 12 of 80 is key no matter what. But some key players, they practice without it. Joe Woods, the defensive coordinator, runs a practice. Kevin Stefanski is on the phone, self-isolated in a team-owned condo, coaching the practice through a phone to Joe Woods because he thinks he's got COVID and has to quarantine for 14 days. Keep in mind, as of yesterday, they're 20 days from playing the Ravens.
Yeah.
Okay? So wrap your head around this. So Sunday was supposed to be a physical practice, full contact practice they were ramping up towards. They basically lose that day. That day's gone. So they now have six practices. They're practicing this morning. They have six practices left of, quote, training camp, and then it's on to game prep. It's where they're at, guys. So wrap your head around this for those of you who are used to what football normally looks like in the fall. Yesterday, they find out that they were false positives. Sunday afternoon, they find out they're false positive tests. All right, so there was a relief in that. Yesterday, an hour before Stefanski is supposed to start practice, the 12 players have still not yet been cleared to practice. So he's having a press conference at 1:30 for practice supposed to start at 2:30, where he says you may see guys just running out here as we go. Seven practices left in, quote, training camp before you play the Ravens.
Unreal. Unreal.
You played, buddy. Think about this. Think about the lack of time. Now you add to that, Delpit is just, it's a non-contact. It's just individual work.
What did you say to me last night? Browns can't have nice things.
Can't have nice things. I mean, you do have to question if it's cursed because
the last 2 years, you've assembled the best rosters in the history. Some would argue in the recent history.
All the way back to the Browns restarted. 60s. Yeah,
yes.
I would agree. Yeah,
I didn't have that history, so I didn't want to overstate it. You know, I don't want to say that's what my gut said. But then, you know, if I say that, not having the mental recollection. Let's be honest. Growing up in Minnesota, I wasn't a Browns historian. I can tell you about the Vikings. I can tell you about Fran and all those guys. You know, and
right.
Bud Grant, you know, short sleeves, no matter what, in the net. I can tell you all that, but I have no idea of Brown's history. You know, about Jim Brown, Graham and all those. Anyway, so I didn't want to overstate it and have some Browns diehard, text me and be like,
no,
you're idiot.
You're stating it correctly.
Okay, I get it. Okay, I'm sorry. But you have all these injuries and non-contact ones, right? Like, if you heard today, Grant Delpit, out for season, tore his shoulder up in a live tackling period. You'd be like, okay, it's football. Sucks. It's bad luck, but it's football. But non-contact Achilles?
You knew as soon as you saw it happen. He crumbled.
Yeah.
You saw what he's grabbing for. You saw
it's one of the most uncomfortable things to watch.
It's awful.
And you because see guys say they literally feel like they got shot in the leg. They're like, why isn't this working?
Right. Yeah.
And then shock kind of takes over your body. That's why you see guys that pop it sometimes either sit there, but they're not really like rolling around in excruciating pain. You know, they kind of sit and they feel, and they're like, what the?
Yeah.
And they say a lot of times, you know, it's like you just don't understand what's happening, what's going on. And then, It sucks.
It does, and it's they are now without. I mean, they haven't practiced much, so let alone all of that, and losing a key practice on Sunday.
What you're talking
about, Mac Wilson,
yeah,
Kevin Johnson, and Grant Delpit, all were going to be in the starting defense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they were all going to be starting defense, and now all out.
What
and
do you Delpit, think of,
Delpit was going to be a superstar. I mean,
what
he
do you
was
think of Van Pelt's comments, too?
What'd he say?
Well, he just said, like, we don't know who we are as an offense yet. We don't know what our identity is.
Oh, Alex,
is
I thought you meant Scott Van Pelt.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh,
I think.
Alex.
No, I think.
Because you mentioned how many practices left till you play a game.
I think that you're talking about you're doing very base stuff. They didn't put in, and I'm sure many teams are like this that have new coaches, but they didn't even practice 2 minutes till yesterday.
I know. You don't have time. You don't have the reps, Bo.
You don't have
with
the reps.
With the new CBA, you don't have the reps.
No, there's not enough reps to get it right, and their offense is predicated on everything looking the same. They're really up against it. I think they're also really underplaying the offense because of how chesty they were a year ago. And
yeah.
I think one thing that Stefanski and Van Pelt and all those guys have done is talk about the defense, to take attention away from the offense because there is zero excuse for the offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think there's some of that.
I'm just wondering, we know the challenges that they're up against. And the mental capabilities of the offensive players, your stars, really all 11. Because if you have one or two linemen that are a little slow, the other guys can kind of carry them a little bit and help them with communication stuff on the line of scrimmage. But your quarterback has to be absolutely the most important, the wisest of them all. Your receivers have to be on. Usually your center, you know, with protections has to be on. But it's fine for the first two or three games to start with this really basic stuff. Because you can window dress all this, right? Like, you can run zone, but you're not just going to line up in the same exact formation, right? You're going to maybe shift from a no back to a, you know, 12 personnel, right? So you maybe, and this is all matchup stuff to help Baker. So what if you have the two tight ends on the outside, two wide receivers on the inside, shift, boom, tight ends come into a, you know, a balanced look, one tight end on each side, tailback, and you run zone. And then the next time you make it look like it's, you know, 21 personnel, like it's a straight eye, and then you motion the guy, the second tight end, out of the fullback position to the wing, and next thing you know, you run the same zone play. So it's the same plays, but you're window dressing it, because instead of thinking and recognizing the setup as a linebacker and just saying, oh, this is the same look as before, they're just running zone, they're just getting to a different way, you're trying to communicate, how do we bump, where do I align, boom, set, hut, what? And then you're just you're reacting. You don't have time to anticipate. That's what the shifts, motions, all that do. Well, you can do that for 2 or 3 weeks. You can window dress some stuff. But then, as teams start to scout you, you have to be able to build packages. And to be able to do that on the fly without having prior reps, usually you would have prior reps in the spring on this stuff. But they're going to be putting in some stuff to where the first time they run it, I'm assuming will be on a Wednesday practice or maybe like a Tuesday walkthrough, right? And then you're trying to get it.
Yeah.
We rep this play 3 times, and we're going to try to call it in a game. That's tough.
I think they will run it about 60% of the time for the first month.
They've
got 2 A-plus backs.
Yeah.
They got a good offensive line, especially on the right side, and really the left, if Jedrick Wills can run block. So he'll eventually get their pass blocking too, but I think they're just going to run it like crazy early just to try to get their legs under them. You play Lamar week one, and you're without – you think how big of a deal Mac Wilson, Grant Delpit, and Kevin Johnson are going to be against Lamar? Very good chance that Grant Delpit was going to shadow him.
Yeah.
And now they're all gone. So it's
by the way, Louisville is anticipating 18,000 fans at their football games. In case you want some more news to make yourself.
It's a bizarro world we're living in. It's absolute bizarro world. Mm-hmm. Pretty straightforward with the escapism of Yellowstone all summer long. We will do this finale review coming up next.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE. Big one. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on the Fan.
Buckeyes, Jackets, hard-hitting talk, and Rothman saving dogs. You know, just a typical day at a sports radio station. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Things that are better new. Underwear, gum, cars and trucks. At Dick Masheter Ford, we have plenty of new cars and trucks, and we'll take care of all your automotive needs. How about up to $13,000 off a new Ford? Yep, we can sell at a lower price than anyone because we keep our overhead incredibly low. And we are the only Ford dealership to offer complimentary unemployment protection on every car sold. Remember, my friend Dick Masheter is the fastest growing dealer in Columbus. Close Sundays because it's the right thing to do.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses, snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on. Breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Don't you want to be done with your hassles? Call LASIK Plus today at 844-338-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mention this ad. Get rid of your hassles and save hundreds today. That's 844-338-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
James Laurinaitis here, and the deals just keep rolling in at Germain Toyota. So get in the car you're driving now and get ready to trade it in for a brand new Toyota Camry for 0% for 60 months. Prefer to lease a car? Get the Corolla LE for $169 a month. Offers are good for those that qualify. Rich and his staff are simply the best in the business. Fair pricing, excellent customer service, and they simply care about each and every one of you. Do what I did and go to Germain Toyota at 5711 Scarborough Boulevard or online at germaintoyota.net.
Morning juice.
You know, some people are more greyhounds. Some people are more like French bulldogs. Schleich's more like a French bulldog.
I'd say I'm more like a red-nosed pit.
Morning juice.
Sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan.
Celebrate and have a good time.
Right now at the all-new Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need for your summer car maintenance at great prices. Our professional parts people can help you find the best oil change supplies for your car, like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and MicroGuard filter, everyday low price $26.99. For your summer oil change, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale. Hurry in and save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 or more. And save up to 50% on select mattresses from our top-rated brands like Sealy and more. Shop in-store, online, or by phone today. Don't wait. Only at Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Some products only available online. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. A show that knows its limitations.
You'll learn to control that.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's get to it. Yellowstone season finale. By the way, 5.2 million people on Paramount Network.
Yeah, buddy.
That was the ratings. 84% up year to year, and 71% up in the 18 to 49 demo. This was the show of record this summer. It was
amazing. I heard about
the growth
this.
Is incredible.
When did you first hear about this?
Right away, because it was Costner and it was Montana. So as soon as the first trailer came out, I got 1,000 tweets saying, "Hey, are you going to watch this?" And honestly, I gave it a try and I bailed. I watched the first episode a couple of years ago when it first debuted, and I bailed. And then I rewatched it last year going into the second season, and it grew on me.
Yeah.
And it grows on me in the way that, like, Sons of Anarchy or Justified or some of those FX shows do. Like, it's just good fun. Like, it's not Game of Thrones. It's not Mad Men or Sopranos, but it's good fun. And this season was a lot of fun.
So I first heard about it when we went out to Big Sky. And the couple that we went with, one of the couples we went with said, we just watched the first season of Yellowstone and before we came out here, so it's kind of funny to see, you know, you land in Bozeman and then to kind of go around Montana and you get the understanding as you pass all these massive ranches and you just wonder. And then you see, you know, the Big Sky Center, you know, and the plans for downtown Big Sky essentially and how they want to build it up into a mini city. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, what battle did they have? And they're explaining all this. And we're like, well, would you recommend it? And they're like, you have to give it 3 or 4 episodes. Because they're like, right off the bat, you'll be like, I'm not sure this has the actor quality, you know, that you really need. And then people kind of settle into their roles about 4 or 5 episodes in. People start to, you can tell the writers really pick it up. And I'm like, okay, all right. And same thing. Like after the first episode, I was like, all right, I'll watch it because the scenery is beautiful. And it'll remind me of Montana, you know?
Yeah.
But then I think the writers start to really do a nice job on the arc of all the characters and the actors and actresses kind of come into their own with their roles.
Yep, everyone very comfortable by the time we get to season 3, which was this year. Go ahead and hit it, Chops, and let's start with the best storyline. Look, there was only one. Everything came to a head. So everything came to a head. You have murder and mayhem at the end of it. You have really all of the factions coming in, but no questions answered.
Yes.
No questions answered. So an incredible cliffhanger. You can only do this on a show if you know that the show has at least 2 more seasons to run, which we know this show does. That's the only way you can do it. Because they really didn't tie a ribbon on any of the presents that were out under the tree this year. They left everything open.
They did. And it was a... and they left it wide open. Wide open. Like,
yep.
What it found you doing at the end... the last scene, which it was a huge cliffhanger, where you're like, oh, come on. And we'll get to like what you think your prediction is, kind of who set it up, but you can see yourself saying, oh, yeah, sure. I think it's looking like so-and-so did it, but you're like, but is that what they want you to think? And then there's a curveball, and does he really have it in him? Like, there's so many things that like where you're... Basically, you can make it seem like 3 or 4 different people had the hit on John Dutton.
No question.
It was market equities, whether it was the tribes. I mean, Jamie, when the lady attorney for the tribesmen were saying, you have a warrior up here, let him be a warrior. And, you know, and you have market equities saying, you know, it's time to play dirty like a Yemen oil deal. And then obviously Jamie, you know. We knew Jamie meeting his real father wasn't going to be a good idea.
Yeah, I don't really buy all of that. That all of a sudden he'd be loyal to this guy who murdered his mom.
I don't buy that he has it.
By the way, John Dutton took care of him, sent him to Harvard, did all this stuff.
Right.
Like, come on.
That's why I don't think...
I just don't buy all that.
I think the writers tried to spin it with, like, Jamie being all salty, you know? Like, I buy Jamie being salty in that meeting to Beth, you know? And, like...
Yeah, he had a great line. He kind of won that scene.
I can buy him, like, one-upping Beth because he hates her, clearly. Like, they hate each other. And so it's this... I can buy that. I can even buy him being, like, snooty to his father in that moment, you know?
Yeah.
But as far as going all the way to orchestrating, hey, we're going to try to kill the whole family, because I don't think, deep in me, I don't think Jamie would do that to Casey.
I don't think there's enough in that he would have some loyalty to the other dad. I think that, to me, doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And that gets
so I think that
scene.
Even though they're trying to paint it that way, I think we'll find out next season that it actually wasn't Jamie. And that maybe this attempt on all their lives kind of wakes Jamie up. I don't know.
I think the best scene is that one in the governor's office. with where you have all of the factions working together and Jaime kind of getting something ground to stand on. I like how the governor has a funny line. She's like, well, I'm not afraid of gluten. Give me this, this, and this.
Right.
Like, I thought that was cute. And I thought that that scene kind of sets up for a bigger play in season four. And the fact that we don't really get answers in this episode.
Same here. I think that's the best scene. That's why I believe that John Dutton doesn't die.
But there's no way he dies.
They left so much open. Like,
do you think somebody has to die?
Did Beth
either
die?
Beth, Casey, or...
Did Casey?
I don't think they can kill any of those people. I think they're all too... I think Rip would have been the one you could have killed, and you maybe could have got away with it. But the others, I don't know how you can...
I know.
The show doesn't continue without him. So I think they just shot a bunch of people who aren't going to die.
There's no question. There's no way Casey's bowing out of that. Come on.
No, Casey ain't
going down. I think Casey, with the whole governor run, is very interesting, if you want to talk about
story. They really
story
speed
arc.
Stuff up.
Like, yeah.
He's been, like, in that job for, like, a day.
I know.
And he gets that going. All right, moment
anyway,
you wanted to move to Montana.
Gosh, I mean, it's... To me, it's when... The scenes, like, when Rip's driving through, like, even though he has to go shoot the horse, you're just like... I'm telling you, it's whenever you see those... I wish people, like, if you haven't been there, I wish you could just drive for drive from Bozeman down to Big Sky.
Yeah.
And you've driven the whole damn state, so you know what it's like. But, like, when you'll just out of nowhere, obviously you'll look around. There are parts that are obviously flat of Montana that I haven't been to. But when you see the mountains and the next thing you know, like, you look over and it's just crystal clear water just rapiding down. And you're like, oh, gosh, it's beautiful. Like, the scenery is unbelievable. The barns are unbelievable. The ranches are unbelievable. Food's unbelievable. It just all brings back a nice little memories. Oh, by the way, John Dutton can't die because he just told the guy, you think you're playing the game. You don't even know the rules. But don't worry, I'll teach you. Like,
I think the cell phone saving him probably also was funny. I would say that the Helena, Bozeman, there's so many great towns in Montana. They spent some time in Helena. Helena's great, too. Nobody goes to Helena, but Helena's great. And it'll be kind of, I think it could be the next kind of Montana boomtown. Uncle Bo, Montana fact checker. It's absolutely fact, like the cattleman guys, those ranchers explaining Montana politics. That is spot on.
I was going to thank you. I was going to ask you guys. The first thing, this is the first show where maybe the second show. I had another question for you, so don't let me forget about it. It's about barbed wire. But... This is what the second
That's
show maybe
on.
Ever where I've been like, I wonder if they have that spot on about, you know, Dylan and the towns that will vote for versus the...
Yeah.
I love how you said if we get any snow. As long as elections are still in November, we still run the state. I thought that was an awesome
they do.
Line.
Yeah. No, that's true. And that's the way it is. Montana has been a conservative state for many, many years, despite an incredible, you know, California influx of population. It's still that runs the state. And
that was
spot on. The fast and loose with the mileage again. It's about 3 hours from Helena to the Dutton Ranch, if we figure out where the Dutton Ranch is. So, like, a meeting with the governor that you think probably happens first thing in the morning, like 9 a.m. Like, could they all be back to Bozeman and, like, south of Livingston? By the time all of this murder and mayhem happens, I'd be dubious to think that they could pull of that off. But you could. You just have to be really on it. And the other thing is, you would never leave a horse dead to rot. Ever. Every rancher and farmer out there has a dump. And the dump is where you put the animals who perish. Like horses or whatever. The carcasses go in the dump. They don't ever just lay out.
About the dumps. Your story is about the
things
dumps.
Disappear in dumps.
Yeah,
you don't just leave a horse to rot on the side in your property. You would never do that. So while Rip's funny in that scene, that would not happen.
Yeah, that scene was tough.
Yeah,
that
what's your barbed wire question?
I was going to say, how much would it take me to have to pay you to barbed wire about 8 acres worth for my longhorns?
Give me the 34 and I'll do it. Then I'll do it. Episode grade. I'm never doing that again. Episode grade.
Oh, I loved that. I gave it an A because, like I said, there's so many questions. Like, and it was a perfect cliffhanger. Does Beth survive? Does Casey? Does John? I think all those answers are yes. Was it Jaime? I don't think so. My big prediction, I don't think it was Jaime. So was it Marquette Equities? Was it what happens with the tribes? I mean, there's so many. It's so open, but it was also so good.
We're way up against it. It's an A as well. But I think who won the episode, who won the season. To me, the two biggest winners this season, by the time the season was over, are Jaime and Rip.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of been that. Jaime was nothing for a lot of it, but now getting his legs, to me, those are the two biggest winners of the whole season. It was great.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Casey's doing a great job too, though.
Yeah, a lot of winners in this one. That was fun. We'll come up with another show we'll do next week. We'll get that done. Coming up next, some big news out of Cincinnati and some old buddies of yours. We will get to that, plus the NBA delivering again last night. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is brought to you by Everstream. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
At Everstream, the business-only fiber network, we believe business deserves better. Everstream's full-service approach to business connectivity delivers the speed and reliability that businesses demand. Everstream, faster fiber, better business.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, any Speedy Freeze up to Mighty Size is just 99 cents.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Foot odor thrown off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters. Featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters, the lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game. Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers. Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Brea's Fashion Boutique is the worst. First, they asked me if I needed help finding anything. Just because I'm gorgeous doesn't mean I need help.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
Then they tell me they're having a sale. Oh, so you're assuming I'm poor. Cool.
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Also, they tried to give me the friends and family discount. I'm not your friend, so...
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at the Mopar Service Center at your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Good morning, I'm Mark Dishark. The Crews suffered their first loss of the season last night, falling at New York City FC 1-0. Columbus is now 5-1-1. You can hear Inside the Crew tonight at 8 o'clock here on The Fan. Justin Smoak had a homer and three RBIs as the Brewers topped the Reds 4-2. The Indians were beaten at home by the Twins 3-2. In the NBA, the 76ers fired head coach Brett Brown. He was 221-344 in seven seasons there. In the playoffs, the Mavericks and Clippers first-round series is tied at 2-2. Game 5 is tonight with tip-off at 9 o'clock here on The Fan. The Browns drafted LSU safety Grant Delpit in the second round in April, but he'll miss his entire rookie season. Yesterday, Delpit torn Achilles tendon during warm-ups before practice. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Game 2 of the Bruins-Lightning Eastern Conference semifinal series is set for tonight. Boston won the opener on Sunday. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The classiest show on this station, which isn't saying much. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Yeah, you would think there would have to be some consequence, some loss on the Dutton side of things. I mean, they can't come out of that unscathed. I mean,
yeah.
People firing shots at Casey. Crazy. John,
I mean, that bomb was pretty intense for Beth to survive.
Bomb was a monster. Yeah. It would be hard to imagine. But can you imagine her? That'd be two seasons in a row where she was at death's door.
Yeah.
You know? But that actress is, I don't know if that actress is in high demand. The other thing about that show that's crazy is, I mean, it's launched on Paramount Network.
I know.
Like, this isn't a network that anybody was even aware of when it launched. It was the rebrand. Chops, what was it the rebrand of? Was it Versus?
No, it was Spike.
Oh, Spike. That's right. Spike. So it was a Spike network. They rebranded as Paramount. They launched the show along with it. I mean, it's an incredible thing to land it. And
so it wasn't even available on YouTube TV, right?
Right.
Back a few months ago when I started watching Yellowstone and catching up, I was using it, my father-in-law's DirecTV account.
Yeah.
To watch old episodes on the app. And so watching it, I think it became such a thing that like YouTube TV added it to their package. Like, they did a slight price bump and they added like Paramount, and the whole thing about why they added Paramount was Yellowstone. You can now watch Yellowstone. Yeah. It has been an absolute monster hit for them.
Oh, it has been. Those type of numbers, over 5 million, and that doesn't count the streaming and the DVRs and all of that, for a cable show on a network that, it's not like this is FX, which has a history of delivering, or even AMC with Walking Dead and Mad Men and Breaking Bad and all that. They don't have any history of any of that, and they land this show and it works. It's pretty remarkable, but you're going to get to a point, I would think you're going to get to a point where you're going to have to pay some of these people to stick around. Because when you sign up to do, and I know Coster's talked about this, like you sign up to do a show like this, like it's a big commitment to do a 10 episode.
Right.
Like, does Coster want to do this forever? You know?
Right.
I guess if they can get two more, you run five seasons of it, you know, that's pretty good. You would like the, have you seen the movie Hell or High Water?
I have not.
Yeah. It's got a lot of the similar, it's set in two brothers, modern day, and in West Texas, bank robbers, but very, very good. And Taylor Sheridan, the guy who did the guy who is behind this show, also did a movie called Moon River, which was really good. And yeah, he wrote the screenplay for Hell or High Water. That's what I thought as well. So all of this stuff kind of is a similar. You'd like Hell or High Water. That's a damn good movie. But it's fun. So and now we're gonna have to come up with something else.
I know.
We're gonna have to come up with another show so that you haven't seen. Or that I've seen a long time ago or something, but we're going to make it work. We'll figure something out, because it's nice to have something like that the audience can watch along with us if they would like. Luke Fickell getting a contract extension down in Cincinnati. No surprise there. The idea of Luke making a stay of it in Cincinnati, as someone from your perspective who knows him very, very well.
He is very much content where he is. I think he realizes it's good for his family. The Catholic school system is very important to him and Amy. Landon is a senior, which is unbelievable. Have you seen a photo of Landon?
No.
I'm going to send you a photo of big Landon, left tackle.
They were all little
Cincinnati
kids, man.
I got to find you a photo.
Where's he at? Like St. X or Elder, Moeller, one of those?
I should know that. I'm terrible with all that. I'm terrible with the Cincinnati high school thing, too.
Well, I think Moeller. Moeller, yeah, I see him.
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
I'll send this to you.
I mean, I see his 24/7 profile right now. Boy, he's a big kid.
Yeah.
6'5", 275. Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I remember when he was like drawing spaceships in the linebacker meeting room back when we were playing.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, if he'll coach his kid then.
Yep.
Yeah. So, he, you know, you make a stay of it. He's going to make a lot of money in a great town to live in.
He knows
he's
how to recruit Ohio.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing. There's not going to be pressure. He's not going to have to win it. Now, the only thing that would wonder is, will the itch to try to, like, chase football immortality get to him? It doesn't seem like it to me. I always felt that Luke would have been perfectly content being the defensive coordinator at Ohio State for his entire career.
Yes.
At that, when I covered him, when you were there, that's what my perception was. And I got the feeling that he kind of he's fell on the sword to be the interim coach. I don't know that he wanted that what came with all that, but he did it because he felt like it was that's
he
my
was
perception.
Not ready for that moment at that time.
No, it was
and he did not want
that
no
way he
would at
have
that
been.
Time.
Yeah, that's what my perception of it was he's fallen on a sword because he loves the program and he's going to do the best he can. He's in an impossible spot, but now he's in a really good spot. And this contract gets him, you know, he's going to stick around. He's got security. Great. It's an awesome city. It's a great – they put a lot of money into it. You know, you could be – you could run a – you know, what's the ceiling, you ask? Well, could you be Boise State, what they were 10 years ago?
Right.
Maybe. Right. If you can get that special quarterback, if you think about what, like, Memphis has done recently, what Houston has done recently, you can do that. Does that make more sense? You know, a perfect example of this is Tom Herman. Now, I don't know that you could never turn down the University of Texas. I mean, he had job offers from Texas and LSU. You don't turn down either one of those jobs if you get the opportunity. But he was building something at Houston, and was he ready for Texas and what came with it? The record would say no.
Right,
that he wasn't quite ready for it. It has been too much too soon. He's had to turn over his staff and has a ton of pressure to win this year. I think Luke will be more measured. And again, the equivalent of Herman turning down Texas would be like Fickell turning down Ohio State. You'd never do that, right. And you'd have to take that job. But I do think Luke will be very prudent in moving off of Cincinnati.
I think so too. Now look, it's different when you're Tom Herman. And the two schools that call you are Texas and LSU.
Yeah.
To when you're Luke Fickell and the schools that call you are Michigan State, Maryland. You know, that's different.
Yeah.
So if you're Luke Fickell and it's Penn State, Notre Dame call, I think you say yes. If you're Luke Fickell and it's, you know, like I said, Michigan State, you say no. No, well, why? I can't win a national championship at Cincinnati. I can't win one at Michigan State, realistically.
I mean, I think the only places around here that he would just my gut feeling would be obviously here if Ryan Day were to go to the pros, but this would be obviously the number one. And then around here, I think he would, you know, Penn State, Notre Dame, and Michigan. I mean, those would be the ones that I would think he would
and
have
I don't
to.
Think he'll go. I don't think he'll go to Michigan. You'll have to think about it, but I don't think he would go.
It would be so hard to turn that down.
I don't think he'd do it. I do think he'd go Notre Dame just because of the Catholic.
And it would be similar. I mean, he would have a similar job there. The pressure would be immense. And I think Penn State would be probably of the three. I think it's the best job of the three. And I think it would. But the only thing I don't know is, I mean, that's a small town, and I don't know about, you know, Catholic education, all that stuff.
Right. I do think that you could. He could sneakily get a lot of players out of Cincinnati to go to Penn State. Now, the challenge would be recruiting the East Coast, but with anything with Luke, it's about relationships and people like him, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's the... Like, I got that all the time when Florida State was open. They're like, do you think Luke could go down there? And I'm like, yeah, Luke's recruited Florida before. Now, is it a different beast? Sure, but when you meet Luke Fickell, people know that he's not just going to spew you some crap. And you like him, and you know he's about toughness, and he's honest, and you can trust him. And that carries a long way no matter what part of the country you're in.
No question.
An authenticity to it. So there's always going to be the used car salesman who, you know, get a guy, and then how's that relationship last? For instance, if you are a Jimbo Fisher or you are a James Franklin and you promise the world to some kid, and maybe he's a five-star, but you've never really put a lot of time in that high school, and you come in, you promise him all these things, you better deliver on those promises. Otherwise, the next time a kid comes along, that high school coach, man, forget that. I don't trust Jimbo as far as I can, you know, toss him. Or whoever. Like, Luke isn't, he's not going to give you some grandiose promises, which might make you lose some kids, right? Maybe some kids love to hear the recruiting pitch of like, you know what, you're going to be the my goodness, the sky's the limit. I'm going to make you this one. And, or some kids want to hear the truth. If you work hard, you'll have every opportunity to be this, and this. But nothing's going to be given to you. But we need you. We want you. But I ain't going to promise you the world. That's up to you, too.
And I think you mentioned
some people
Florida
like that.
State.
Some people don't. It's like recruiting with what you call it. You know, it's like agent recruiting. You know, when I talk to certain agents, I won't name them by name. I was like, oh, man, we'll get you this, this, and this, and I can get you the biggest house parties in Scottsdale and this, this. I'm like, bro, I'm not interested in all that. I don't want to go out with you. I don't want to go out to a party with you. I'm not club hopping with you. That's not my goal. I want somebody who's going to take care of my financial decisions with the NFL team. That's what I want. I want someone to negotiate a lawyer contract. You know what I mean? Like, make sure the language makes sense and I'm not getting screwed. How about that? And maximize my potential there. I'm not going to fall for the whole, like, I can get you drafted. No, you can't. Is your film out there? My film's out there. You can't get me drafted higher.
Right.
Now, you can ruin it, because if you're a douche, then GMs don't want to deal with you. That's a real issue, right? So,
yeah.
But some guys, and I'm not judging, but some guys love that, right? Like, some guys, oh, heck yeah, man, I want the agency that's going to handle my finances, do all this and that. I want to go to the club with them. No, I don't want my agency or my financial planner or my accountant. They can know each other. I'm not trying to have them all be under one roof. Why? I want checks and balances. I want to make sure that when my financial guy says, hey, I have an idea about your taxes, that my tax guy goes, I think that's too risky, you know?
Yeah.
Or my agent recommends something, hey, you should do this, this, and this, and this. And I've had plenty of people do this. Oh, you should try to write this off. Go to the accountant. What do you think about that? Well, you can try, but if you get audited, do you want that on your... Good luck trying to write off food. Well, I mean, technically, my body's a machine, and I was told my body's a machine so I can write off food because it's gas. Like, no, everyone has to eat. Good luck trying to write off groceries. Like, what are you trying? You can try. But when they come back and audit you, and they say, wait, you wrote off food? Everyone needs food to live. How do you think that's going to go?
Right.
Anyway. Yeah.
I think Florida State, they would have been in a very good spot because I think they've hired basically three straight used car salesmen. Jimbo's a little bit of that. I think, I think Mike Norvell's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to, I think they would have been.
Norvell's just crushed it.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. The noise coming out of that program would not have been there if they would have hired Luke. That I feel very strongly about. Like, the noise coming out of the program would not have been there.
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Luke. But I'm happy for him. Speaking of that Cincinnati coaching staff, good news from another guy that you know. We'll get to that coming up next. Get some NBA as well. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.
Hey, it's Bobby Carpenter, and championship teams need to have two things, heart and soul. Well, at Monogram Homes, they know a thing or two about heart and soul of a new custom home. My friend Bob and his team at Monogram take pride in offering a true custom home building experience. They will take your ideas, your vision, and transform them into the home of your dreams. So let Monogram Homes pour their heart, their soul, into your new custom home today. Check them out online at monogramhomes.net. That's monogramhomes.net.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas, clearance price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force, and cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500 guaranteed on your trade towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Maybe you're at the point in your life where you've had enough conversation about the Buckeyes.
If so, you're really going to hate this show. The 11 Warriors Radio Hour. Wednesday night at 8.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
The Fan.
The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
Stay cool with next day installation from Logan Services. We've got a system for every home, budget, and lifestyle. Book your installation now and get a free Wi-Fi thermostat. Call now for fast, friendly service from Logan Services.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-362-2000, 362-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. I'm a private real estate investor who can solve your real estate problems fast for cash. Do you want to sell and just be done with it? Okay, great. I buy vacant properties, boarded up houses, pre-foreclosures, and inherited properties. I also buy apartment buildings, rental portfolios, divorce homes. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. I look forward to solving your real estate problems today. Give me a call for an all-cash offer at 614-362-2000, 614-362-2000.
Hurry into Lowe's and make this Labor Day the perfect start to fall with Ego outdoor power equipment starting at $119. Visit Lowe's.com. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit WindowNation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Simultaneously passing the eye test, the smell test, and the ear test.
Huge win.
That's a big win.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan. And let me tell you, the deals just keep rolling in at Germain Toyota of Columbus. Why don't you trade in that car you're driving right now for a brand new Camry, 0% for up to 60 months. Maybe you just want to lease a car. Their Corolla LE right now is going for $169 a month. All those offers are good for those that qualify. Rich and his staff, they're the best in the business. Fair pricing, excellent customer service, and they simply care about each and every customer. Do what I did and go see them at 5711 Scarborough Boulevard or online at germaintoyota.net.
Each year around this time, Bruce Feldman does an excellent job covering college football, does it for The Athletic now. He's been at ESPN and Fox and a bunch of other places. He's at The Athletic now. Top 15 college football coordinators to watch this fall.
Never take
Number
off.
One on the list, Marcus Freeman.
My guy.
Former standout.
34-year-old Freeman's stock soaring these days. His unit led the AAC in scoring defense in back-to-back seasons, ranked among the league's top three in rushing and total defense. Your guy, number one on the list.
Yep, the man.
Alex
the
Grinch was four, by the way.
The legend.
On that list.
Was that in The Athletic? I'm going to go get that right now. I'm going to send article and be like, I'm sure you already have this printed off. I'm just going to crush him. Better yet, I'm going to say, what the heck is this crap?
There you go, yeah. Well, he'll get the job. But just wait. He'll get the Buckeye job, and he'll make you
maybe
the
defensive coordinator. Maybe I'll be his assistant.
That's what I said. Be his coordinator.
No, I won't be the Buckeye job. I'll go with him if he's in Toledo.
No, you are not. Yeah,
he's turned down a couple of schools, by the way.
Of course he has. You and Cersei moving to Bowling Green? I don't think that's happening, pal. You're not selling her on that.
We'll have a nice little condo there. I hear the market's great in Bowling Green.
You crush it.
Hold on. I'm literally, this is live radio at its finest. Boom.
Has he responded yet?
Screenshot. Marcus Freeman.
Yep. Number one.
I just sent them something this morning, too. I just sent them a little motivational scripture, a little encouragement as they're in camp. Tell them to keep being a great leader, encouraging them, because I'm sure as you get in this point, not only do the players get sick of camp and sick of the coaches talking to them, but I'm sure the players get, or coaches get sick of the players, you know? So I just wanted to encourage them this morning. And now I'm going to be like, what the heck is this crap?
Yeah. Number one. By the way, first time that I can remember where Feldman's 15 football coordinators to watch list did not include a Buckeye. There's always, usually we've had multiple. Multiple.
Give Hartman's it a year. Hartline will be on there.
Fickell was on it a bunch when he was here. Yeah, Hartline probably. Once he's got to get to that coordinator role.
I had someone ask me yesterday, and I think it was fascinating. They said, do you think this is more... Let me rephrase this. Do you think it's more likely that Ryan Day leaves for the NFL sooner now because of this Big Ten decision? And I said,
based on the Big Ten decision.
I don't think it's based on that. I don't. I think that he does love this job. I do think there's a part of every human being that appreciates home. Like, I think he still has a home in the Northeast. Like a house.
Yeah.
I believe he does go there with the family. So is it possible if the right job is offered to him in the Northeast? Would he? I don't know. And I don't think this decision has anything to do with it. I never really thought about it, but it's amazing the angles that people ask, because I'm sure there's a bunch of bitterness too. And it's not at Ohio State, but it's at the conference. It's at whatever, and just being like,
you're angry right now. You're angry. If you're Ryan Day,
I think everyone needs to take a deep breath. Yeah,
you got a team that could have won the national title. Let's be honest, and a team that was ready made to do it. You're angry because you told Justin Fields that you could come here and chase national titles, and you're only going to get him for a year. You're angry about all of that. So, and that's not going to go away. I think the fundamental question you have to ask any coach, and this goes for Lincoln Riley, this goes for Ryan Day, this goes for any of these guys who are considered guys who could go to the next level and succeed. I mean, look at Cliff Kingsbury.
Yep.
That team is one of the trending teams in the league. He gets to live in Scottsdale. He got to draft his quarterback, and he's got job security, and he's living the dream, right?
Yep.
So the circumstances are a big part of it. If Lincoln Riley and Ryan Day want to coach the NFL will take him tomorrow. The Cowboys would fire Mike McCarthy tomorrow if Lincoln Riley would take that job. There's not a doubt in my mind that they would do that. And I think the same thing might have been true with Washington for Ryan Day. If he wanted that job, that he could have, they would have done whatever is necessary to get him. The fundamental question is, do you want to recruit? And I think the instability, the lack of stability in college football isn't helping. College athletics in general. You feel like you're on a boiling point here of what's next. Whereas the NFL is pretty straightforward. Come coach ball.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now, I think, is the most unstable college football has ever been. Obviously, with
there's no question.
Two teams canceled and three playing. But it's I'm not even talking about the pandemic. I'm talking about...
I agree.
Part of the pandemic does play into it. But I'll say this. It's more along the lines of the pandemic has exposed that it's every conference for themselves. I thought it'd go deeper into every team, every university for themselves. It hasn't been that. I thought it would be that,
not
right?
Not yet.
But not yet, anyway. But I'm just saying the pandemic has sped up what we already knew. Name, image, and likeness coming. The pandemic has made the Players Association unionizing of players in college, that whole aspect come to light, right? With the Pac-12 letter to the, you know, was it the Athletic or the Players Tribune, whatever it was on. I think it was Players Tribune. Whether it was that and then the Big Ten follow-up and then Ohio State players playing, well, we don't really agree with the Big Ten follow-up. We feel safe. And then it was, boom, everything's canceled. It's brought everything to the forefront to where there's a lot of unknowns about how this thing proceeds forward. Because if the three conferences do play and the two don't, the two will feel like they were sold out by the three. It's a lot happening here. And then we all realize the NCAA has absolutely zero power over college football. If any, here's the news reality. If any school accepts punishment from the NCAA from henceforth, like going forward, then shame on that school. Because they have absolutely no power. They have no power to shut this thing down. Then they should have no power to take away scholarships from you. They should have absolutely no power to do anything.
The emperor has no clothes.
Yes.
That's where we're at. So, could all of that conspire to get Ryan Day out of here? Yeah, I could see him being frustrated with all of that. But I don't think this specific thing would be enough.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Drive him off. I don't. NBA with another big night. The Lakers awfully impressive. LeBron incredible. The Heat really getting it rolling a little bit. Michael Pena covers the NBA and for GQ he will join us coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on the Fan.
Every time Common Man starts to yell, there's always a chance he strokes out. So that's something, I guess. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With My Prescriptions, you can check your prescription status, set up auto refills, and pay online to save time. Get started at Kroger.com/myprescriptions.
We are open and here to help. This is Mike Weens, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. In the time of COVID-19, safety is more important than ever. For your protection, CARE has implemented procedures to keep you, your family, and our technicians safe. These procedures include no-contact service calls, regular hand washing, and frequent sanitation. Our techs are wearing face masks and protective coverings. If you have any special safety requests, just let us know, and we'll do everything we can to accommodate. To help make your home safer, CARE can install super efficient filters that remove particles as small as some viruses and UV lights designed to kill germs. CARE can clean your air ducts and is Central Ohio's leading duct sealing company using AeroSeal, a process designed to make your ductwork airtight. CARE has been here for you for over 25 years and will be here the next 25 as well. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or schedule online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience, too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary. Get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles, plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
HDRadio.com.
Look at your radio right now.
If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio.
If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works.
It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy
the fan.
Happy August, everyone. It's James Laurinaitis for Affinity Whole Health. This whole pandemic has taken its toll on all of us, both mentally and physically. I am so glad to be linked up with Affinity Whole Health because now more than ever, it's important to keep your mind and your body right. As we age, our testosterone level gradually decreases, and that can lead to increased fat, decrease in muscle mass, and mood swings. When I first got hooked up with Affinity, I had some of these symptoms and did a complete 180 in a matter of weeks. To get your free doctor consult and know your numbers, go to feelgreatcolumbus.com.
Thinking about new flooring in your home or business? GGC Flooring has you covered. The GGC Flooring family has a great selection, better pricing, and better service than the competition. We really don't need to say any more, but we'll keep going. Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl, they have it all. And they offer free in-home estimates and can even do next-day installs on some purchases. Check them out online at ggcflooring.com or come by the showroom just east of downtown. And when you think flooring, think GGC Flooring.
Celebrate and have a good time.
Right now at the all-new Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
While other funeral homes claim to be the least expensive, that's simply not true. I'm Bob Spears, and at Jerry Spears Funeral Home, we provide you with a dignified service at a guaranteed low price. We are locally owned, and my brother Steve and I are proud to be part of four generations of family serving Central Ohio for 90 years. Contact us at Jerry Spears Funeral Home, where you can expect compassion and affordability. Call 614-274-5092 or go to jerryspearsfuneralhome.com.
Pushing the limit of how many times you can say the word thing in one show.
That's the next thing.
That is the next thing.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Well, Bishop James Laurinaitis with you here on a Tuesday. Head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Michael Pina joining us, NBA writer, currently at GQ. Michael, thanks so much for taking the time. Let's just dive in with what has been some extraordinary basketball in the last 48 hours. Obviously, Luka just ascending. I mean, his star could not be any higher than it is. The Lakers with an emphatic effort last night in the Kobe, homage to Kobe jerseys as well. And then the Miami Heat. As you do the headlines of the last 24 hours, those certainly among them, what jumps out the most?
Well, I think you have to kind of start with the Lakers just because of how poorly they played since the season restarted. I mean, their offense was struggling even before that, going into, you know, after the All-Star break, before the season was suspended. But, you know, they dropped game one to Portland, a Portland Trailblazers team that was riding a lot of momentum, that had their backs against the wall, was actually playing games that had stakes. And you kind of thought that maybe the Lakers were potentially in a little bit of trouble here, if not in that series going forward beyond that. And then, you know, last night, Anthony Davis just looks like, I don't even know, I don't want to say he's the best player in the bubble, but he's in the conversation right now just because of his two-way impact. And that's exactly what the Lakers need if they actually want to win the championship. So beyond hitting threes, when you have AD just knocking down every single long two that the other team gives him, it's going to be really tough to beat that team.
Yeah, Michael, you mentioned AD being one of the best players in the bubble. So is Luka Doncic. As you look at the way he has played, the game winner, obviously the triple-double that he had, are the Clippers in trouble here? Are they in serious trouble? I mean, because it looks like Luka is making a run here and really making, for a basketball guy who tunes in, you know, every once in a while when it's a primetime game, and myself, and I love to watch the playoffs. The bubble has made me realize the true talent of Luka in the NBA, and not that he's just like this cute star down in Dallas. Do you think the Clippers are really in trouble?
I think that Luka is for real. He's just, I don't even know what words you can use to describe him at this point. Completely unprecedented what we're seeing. I do not think necessarily that the Clippers are in trouble. I'm not going to go there yet. I think, you know, Paul George has been one of the worst shooters in the bubble so far. And, you know, shooting 29% in this series, which is just, it's not like him. So for these games to be as relatively close as they have been, with him playing so poorly, you know, you expect a bounce back in game five and then in game six as well and moving forward from there. So I don't want to say that they're in trouble necessarily. They also haven't had Patrick Beverley, who will hopefully return and be healthy. He is someone who can, and I'm not going to say he can shut Luka down or anything like that, but he can bother you and get under your skin a little bit more than someone like Reggie Jackson could, who Luka hit that game winner over. So I don't think the Clippers should be, you know, extremely stressed about this, but they definitely have an opponent on their hands who they probably weren't anticipating in the first round matchup.
No, that stinks when you have to play a team that's got a super duper star on their team in Doncic. Let's go to the East, Michael. Celtics dispose of the Sixers in four quickly, really no threat. Just it's interesting. I watched some of those games, just how gutless Philadelphia was down the stretch. Even in games that they had control, they were so willing to just give it up. And then the dominance of the Heat. Now, Indiana was not at full strength, not close, but still the way the Heat looked. Of those two teams, who's the bigger threat to Milwaukee?
Well, before the bubble started, I picked the Heat to beat the Bucks in the second round, and I'm not gonna back off that one just yet. I think, you know, I just really like how Miami is built and how they play basketball on both ends, and Bam Adebayo is one of the five best defensive players in the NBA, and maybe my first pick, if I had to choose someone to stick to Giannis Antetokounmpo for an entire playoff series. So I like that matchup in a lot of ways, and I think Jimmy Butler's just been playing extremely, extremely aggressively in a lot of ways that he wasn't even during the regular season, and they're going to get Kendrick Nunn back too, who didn't play in the first round. So Miami looks really good. Boston is, I think, a little bit better than Miami, but they're kind of in a little bit of a pickle here with the Toronto Raptors in round two. That's such an evenly matched series. We don't really know how Kyle Lowry is going to look with his ankle injury. But Boston will not have Gordon Hayward, and he was a pretty significant part of just how they want to play and their versatile lineups. So that series is going to be a lot of fun. I do think that the Celtics are for real a championship contender, but I also think that, honestly, almost every team that's in the semifinals in the East is a championship contender to me right now.
Yeah, Michael, Donovan Mitchell, 39.5 points per game in this postseason. Do you think they close it out here tonight if the Jazz move on?
You know, this series I still have trouble kind of putting my finger on, as crazy as that sounds. I mean, the one thing that I'm sure of is that Denver can't guard anybody, and that's a problem for them going forward. I don't think necessarily that Donovan's been shooting the lights out on these pull-up threes. That he's a pretty good pull-up three-point shooter, but nothing like this. So he'll probably come back to earth at some point. And, you know, the margin of victory in their most recent game, you know, the Jazz only won by two, and that could have gone either way. So I don't know if Utah is going to – I know you love this answer. I don't know if Utah is going to pull it out tonight, but Denver just, you know, they're not really built for a deep playoff run with their defense looking as it is.
No, certainly not. Michael, this was great. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, that's Michael Pina, NBA writer, currently at GQ. Real quick on the NHL, I want to get this in as well. They're getting no favors in what's happening in these series.
The two results yesterday, the Islanders over the Flyers 4-0 and the Stars over the Avs. Stars now up 2-0 on the Avs. The star power is gone out of the NHL playoffs, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's losing in the second round. I mean, when you talk about Crosby, McDavid, the Blackhawks guys, obviously that team wasn't elite, but even MacKinnon with the Avs down 2-0. I mean, if you got the Bruins and Lightning are playing now, it's a tough. The NHL is going to have a tough spot getting attention, you know, if the Dallas Stars are playing in the Stanley Cup Finals against the New York Islanders. I mean, that is a pretty anonymous Stanley Cup Final if that's the way it goes.
It is the what makes hockey so fun in the postseason, and also what the league probably makes them most frustrated about their sport, right? Is the fact that you can have teams like Vegas, you know, or teams like the Islanders, as you said. I mean, for them, they would love to have like a you would love to have a more iconic matchup. Like Colorado at least has a little bit of history, but they were a popular team, you know, a little hot team, and like remember we had Jody on. He said, I don't know if they can kind of keep it up.
Well, they had MacKinnon, too. I mean, who's a star?
Like, he's a young stud.
There's stuff that you could wrap your head around. Okay, well, let's watch MacKinnon grow through this.
Yeah. Like, Avs, Philly would be fun. You know, Avs,
sure.
You know, Boston. Boston still has some stars. They are absolutely talented.
Plus, there's history. You know, there's that uniform. There's all of those things. You know, it's tough.
Can you think of a bigger pest in all of sports than Marchand? It's him and Wilson, right, in Washington?
Yeah. I think...
I'm trying to think of like a basketball equivalent. Like, there isn't one right now. There's not like a Rodman. I feel like those guys are like Rodman.
No, it would have been Bill Laimbeer was who it would have been, you know, for the Pistons way back in the day, who was just an annoyance.
But Marchand is like the guy who like hits you in the back of the ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson's just dirty. Like, he's just dirty.
If he's on your team, though, if Marchand played for the Blue Jackets, you'd love him to death.
Of course you would.
He's just
Cortland Finnegan. I hated him when he was with the Titans. And he became a teammate, and you're like, oh, God, I love this guy. Stirring it up.
The best dude. Yeah, right.
Yeah. But he's like, isn't that crazy about sports?
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
Blue Jackets fan that hates Marchand. All of a sudden, he's wearing the Union blue, and you'd be like, all right, he wasn't so bad.
You talk yourself into him in a second.
Wasn't that bad.
Of course you can. Yeah. All right, time for a little thing or not a thing. Chops up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Feel unappreciated? Things not working out the way you imagined? Bad news. Sometimes life sucks. Good news. We don't. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
When you finally get the whole family to the dinner table at the same time, money is probably the last thing on your mind. That's why Huntington offers 24-hour grace on overdrafts. You won't be immediately charged a fee if it happens, and you'll have more time to correct it. So you can focus on dinner, together, and silly inside jokes. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace.
Ready for a positive 2020 surprise? Here's one from Diamonds Direct. The return of our best offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing. Yes! Starting Monday the 31st, backed by popular demand. Pick any item. Get the amazing value price Diamonds Direct is known for. Pay nothing down and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. And you can even finance the sales tax. Fine jewelry has never been more affordable. 5 years, zero interest on anything and everything starting September 1st. At Diamonds Direct. Approved credit. Get details, directions, and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas clear its price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force, and cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500
$100 guaranteed on your trade towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation fee.
Rothman and Ice.
My dad's advanced scouting programs and sporting events for the whole week. He's mapping his week out in front of the TV. That's what he does.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by your local Pella Window Showroom.
The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good, too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need by calling Dr. Mark Levy direct at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
We are open and here to help. This is Mike Weens, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. In the time of COVID-19, safety is more important than ever. For your protection, CARE has implemented procedures to keep you, your family, and our technicians safe. These procedures include no-contact service calls, regular hand washing, and frequent sanitation. Our techs are wearing face masks and protective coverings. If you have any special safety requests, just let us know, and we'll do everything we can to accommodate. To help make your home safer, CARE can install super efficient filters that remove particles as small as some viruses and UV lights designed to kill germs. CARE can clean your air ducts and is Central Ohio's leading duct sealing company using AeroSeal, a process designed to make your ductwork airtight. CARE has been here for you for over 25 years and will be here the next 25 as well. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or schedule online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Head to 971thefan.com to vote in the fan poll.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
And if the question's weird, it's because Chops wrote it. The Fan. Top shelf conversation from top shelf gentlemen.
That's a pretty emphatic situation.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
And time for a little thing or not a thing. Go Chopper.
Bishop and Laurinaitis, thing or not a thing.
Let's get things going on a Tuesday. After Woj reported that Juwan Howard's name was picking up traction for NBA head coach jobs, Howard responded with a statement that said in part, quote, "While I'm flattered and know it will more than likely happen again, I am not exploring, seeking, or listening. I'm the head coach at the University of Michigan." Thing or not a thing?
Not a thing. What I think is interesting, though, is we talked about Ryan Day and the NFL. College basketball is even at a worse spot because one and done is going to go away. And then how the amount of time you spend on a recruit, but at least the reward would be, well, I know he will be here. How are you going to decide who's going to be one and done and who's not? Are you just going to not recruit all of the top 40 players in the country?
Right.
I mean, what a mess it's headed.
That's tough. You just offer everybody.
I guess.
You know? I'm going to offer the top 50 if I'm Kentucky. Top 40 go. All right. Next 10 commit. Sorry, guys. I actually have room for three. I'm going to have to pull seven of these back.
It's going to be nuts.
I don't know. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. But it is an absolute mess. And look, this is a spot. I thought the statement's smart. You know, it's basically saying, you know, I'm staying here, and I hope this isn't the last time that I'm considered for an NBA job, and it's flattering. It's great, but I'm staying here.
AJ Green was reportedly running and cutting on the rehab field Monday at Bengals camp. Thing or not a thing?
How hard?
Don't have them do anything until week one.
Yeah.
That's what I would just say.
Boy, if you learned anything like what's happened in Cleveland, put these guys in wrap and say, we'll see you week one. I would just try to have him be physically right. I mean, if I showed you the Delpit, dude, he's just running it. He's at the line of scrimmage. He's backpedaling, changing direction like you would at safety, playing safety. He just goes up to make an interception and blows his Achilles.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It wasn't... it's not like he was even trying to cut. He just jumped to make an interception and blew his Achilles. Crazy.
And it just shows you all of this, these off-season workouts and the training. All of this has come back to the not having an off-season. Like, these guys, these are pro athletes training on their own up until this point. But the stress on the repetition of practice in camp, there was no way to prepare for that. And we knew that these injuries would be up, Bo. And it's just, it stinks when it's your teams, right? And it's the Bengals again dealing with these things a little bit. And it's the Browns. And it's like, can we just have a season where Bengals and Browns go in full strength? That'd be nice. It'd be lovely.
Yeah. This will be the first year in Major League Baseball history that no team will be mathematically eliminated before September, and there is a chance that the National League could send a team or teams with a losing record to the postseason. Only 5 NL teams have a winning record with 5 weeks to go. Thing or not a thing?
Yeah, it's crazy, but I think they just want to. It's a thing, but they just want to get to the playoffs and deliver it. I saw something where the Dodgers are the one seed in the NL. They're like 22-8, and the St. Louis Cardinals are the wild card, and they're 10-8. So the Dodgers have played 12 more games than the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are in the postseason, the same postseason as the Dodgers. Like, it just almost does. It's almost like this regular season is an exhibition,
right? It's chaos, man. It's like,
it's
an imperfect system during obviously a pandemic, so I'm not going to crush them for that. That's not tough, to recognize and to be, realistic about it. They're trying to do the best they can. But the numbers, when you look at it, look just wild. So I'm going to say it's not a thing just because, it is what it is. It's a pandemic. They're going to have a whole lot of firsts, across sports when it comes to these things.
Urban Meyer recently had this to say about Chase Young, quote, "Of all the players we had, including the Bosa brothers, as far as size and speed, Chase might be the most talented of all of them." Thing or not a thing?
So this this is not a thing because Urban does this a lot. So he does this phrasing, might be the most talented, might be the toughest, might be the best. He's so savvy. He never says he's the most talented of all of them. He says he might be the most talented of all of them. Well, that's not a controversial statement at all.
Right.
That's not in any way. Yeah, he might be. You're right. He might be. He is the most talented of all of them. Now, that is a statement.
Yeah.
But that's Urban. Yeah. That's very good.
That's what he can say tomorrow then. He can go on
Joey Bosa might be.
I mean, of all the players that we had, I think the Bosa brothers are. They might be the most talented from a technical standpoint.
Right.
And overall, just unbelievable technicians and work ethic at the DM position, even with Chase Young.
Right.
But Chase Young might be the most talented as far as size and speed.
Okay. Might be.
Yeah. They're all great. They're all great. Yeah. And he will never back himself into one of those corners of.
No, he's too smart.
Well, who's the best? Can you give me a definitive answer on who do you think the best is out of the three? He's not going there.
Thing or not a thing might be the best segment on our show. Two more.
A segment on our show. I know that.
Phil Mickelson shot a 10-under-61 in his Champions Tour debut Monday, including 5 straight birdies on the back 9. Thing or not a thing?
It's mostly a thing that he's this old because it makes me feel old. Like, I can't believe he's 50 and he's on the Champions Tour.
Listen.
It feels like he has an age. It feels like he's been 42 for a decade.
I know. And look, unless he's mic'd up, I don't even want to watch him golf anymore. I just want to hear him. That's all I want to see. I want to hear him talk through a golf, through a round, through a tournament. I need more of that.
Yeah, right.
Last one. Jimmy Butler is running a coffee shop out of his hotel room because he brought a French press to the bubble. Small, medium, and larges are all $20. The menu includes lattes, espressos, cappuccinos, macchiatos, and more. Cash only, no IOUs. Thing or not a thing?
So what is coffee, if you're watching on the stream and I'm using air quotes, what is coffee really? Because my guess is it's not coffee. If you're at the Disney Resort, you can get a regular cup of coffee probably somewhere for $5, $6, $7. And that's Disney prices. So why would I pay $20 to get it from Jimmy Butler? Unless coffee is something other than coffee.
Oh, what do you think?
Like what
are you
saying,
Bo? You thinking there's a little CBD oil in there?
Who knows? Who knows? It's all in play. But I'm just saying, $20.
Can I have a CBD macchiato, please?
Right. That's what I'm wondering. Like, I don't think you're all... And all of... By the way, all the sizes are the same?
That's not fair.
Right?
That's not fair, Jimmy. Come on.
That's just smart.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Could do 15, 20, and 25.
Right. So I'm guessing it's not just coffee, but good for him for being an entrepreneur in the bubble. A pretty radical idea taking shape out at North Dakota State, where they have the quarterback who will go number 3 in the draft. We will get to that, and Nick Saban fires back. It's not about the money. It's for the players.
That's
plus it. Bill Bender at the bottom of the hour. Final hour up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Love crew soccer? Us too. Let's get married and catch every game together. Proud to be your local home for the black and gold. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Mountain Dew, we support the best and baddest disaster relief group in America, Team Rubicon. To show our support of Team Rubicon, Mountain Dew put in $1 million. And now you can help Team Rubicon too. Look for specially marked Team Rubicon bottles of Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, and Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Enter for a chance to win weekly prizes at MountainDewTR.com and donate to Team Rubicon. You'll earn exclusive rewards when you do. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 and older, subject to rules at MountainDewTR.com. Ends 10-3-2020.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For something fresh and full of flavor, pick up Honeycrisp apples. They're just $1.87 a pound with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, done right. That's what I like.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at the Mopar Service Center at your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership.
Allstate now has deeper savings. And deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
The Fan. Sports Center.
Good morning, I'm Matt Andrews. A losing night for the Crew. Their first loss of the regular season. They fell 1-0 to New York City FC last night. They had a 430-minute shutout streak come to an end on an Alex Ringgold in the 59th minute. Crew 5-1-1. They're at FC Cincinnati Saturday. Indians lost first place Minnesota 3-2 last night.
Twins now clear of the Tribe by 2.5 in the AL Central. Cesar Hernandez led off with a solo homer for the second straight game for the Indians. The first Indians player to ever do that. Despite 12, it's just two runs for the Tribe. Aaron Civale took the loss. Game 2 tonight at 7:10. Cincinnati lost in Milwaukee 4-2 last night. Trevor Bauer loses for the first time in 2020. Reds are now 11-16 on the year. Justin Smoke homer drove in 3 for the Brewers. Reds had just 5 hits. Reds and Brewers again tonight at 8:10. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Two legends, one show.
Well, it's all a lie.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Do you think there's a such thing as overtraining?
Oh yeah.
The amount of injuries that we've seen at the highest level of sport in the last year, and this is on our plate because of obviously what we've seen with the Browns, with Mac Wilson and Grant Delpit in a non-contact. I mean, it's the most innocuous play I could tell. He's going about half speed. He's backpedals. Does kind of like a karaoke move to backpedal the other way, and then just goes up and makes an interception and blows his Achilles. We've had Kevin Durant blowing Achilles. We've had all sorts of Klay Thompson. We've had all of these injuries to athletes in their prime at a young age, and I just wonder if the human body is being taxed too much. That it needs to rest. I mean, even Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, like the injuries that they've had.
Yeah.
I mean, those are just, I spent a lot of time around the Browns, so those are the ones I pay attention to. But I mean, this is probably an example you see throughout the league and throughout all leagues, NBA, all of it. Is it too much? Are we overtraining the human body?
We might be. I think training has gotten smarter. And I think that there's a fine line. There are just some things in sports, like the Achilles is almost something because it's a tendon. It's almost impossible to, like, usually you see Achilles getting popped on, like, a poor guy, Jay Richardson, who I played with, you know, tore his Achilles playing basketball the other day. You know, you kind of hear that. It's like usually people as they age, you know, in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and you're still trying to hoop or do stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's why I quit playing hoops.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
Yeah. Like, right, no one wants to go through that surgery. Right, the other day I jumped over, I climbed the split rail fence at 34 because I'm too lazy to open the lock on the gate. It's a process. You know, you get out of the car, you know, you do the code on the gate, you open it, and then you put the little stakes in the ground, keep it open, and then you get back in the car, drive through. It takes too much time. So sometimes I just jump the fence. I park right in front of it, you know, climb, jump, and I landed, and I started walking, and there was like it wasn't a pain, but it was like a little ache. All the way up my left, you know, my left calf and heel. And I'm like, my goodness, if I did something to my Achilles here. But I forgot about it and went and did sprints yesterday. So, I mean, it held up so far. Hopefully I'm not jinxing myself. I don't really believe in that. But it's all right. Anyway, but that's a terrifying thing. But some of these are just, you can't prepare for it. It's not a muscle, right? So what I expected more of, Bo, was like the muscle strains, right? Mm-hmm. Like guys, because it's different doing... It is different. You can train, you can run, you can do 20 half gassers, which was our conditioning test, right? You can do cut 300s, you can do all these things. You know, if you really want to figure all this out, you can do all that. However, you can only do it to a certain extent. You cannot put pads on, helmet, and go through the motions of, like, those are considered, some of those are like getting in shape condition-wise. So half gassers, right? You're doing them over and over with very few rests. I think our conditioning test used to be the first 10 half gassers was 30 seconds rest, right? With a half gasser, to those that are ignorant of it, or you basically run the width of the field, touch with your foot the line, and then run back. That's a half gasser. And you have to make it in a certain number of times. So like DBs would be like, I don't know, it's like 15, 17, 19, whatever, like big, you know, light, medium, big, whatever. 30 seconds rest. Second one would be you'd get 40 seconds rest. It's for the second 10. So like usually the first 6, 7, 8, you're like, okay, I'm good. It's getting through 9 through 13, which are absolutely awful mentally. Because once you get to like 15, you're like, oh, we got 5 more. Come on, we got 5 more. I can see the light. You know what I mean? Like you can just basically you tell yourself, just keep running. There's no burst left anymore. You tell yourself, get out, right? Get out the first 5-10 yards so that your momentum kind of carries you. Hit the line and try to get a good burst back, and then you can kind of coast. Coast in just in time, and then, you know, arms above the head, try to, you know, make your lungs bigger and all that fun stuff. But that doesn't necessarily help you when you're lining up at Mike linebacker and you're running full speed downhill to your left because you think it's a run play. Oh, it's a bootleg. Let me plant with my right foot, turn, run with the crosser deep, plant again, come back and try to go up and tackle a check down. Okay, yeah. That's one rep. Then go do it again. Okay, I'm running full speed up. Let me hit this guard, shed off him, throw. I lose my balance. I'm trying to collect myself. You plant a certain way. Let me try to burst and catch the running back. Boom. Okay, third play of it. Then you go fourth play. You're not training for that. Those are all systems of the body that are happening. Now, if you told me to get out there on a field and I was going to run cover two the whole time, right, and just run the middle of the field with a wide out doing a vertical, okay, that's easy. I won't hurt myself doing that. Why? Because I just did 20 sprints, you know, like I can do that, but it's the tweaking, it's the turning. He could be in unbelievable, fantastic physical shape, but that certain turn and jumping off his foot that certain way, which he hasn't done in forever, and he could have done that at any certain time. Those are the injuries to me that frustrate me. I expect the ones about, you know, like AJ Green, soft tissue, all that. Those are, and some guys are just prone to that because they're wound so tight. They're so springy, but it's there are certain things, right? You can watch that clip over and over and over, and guess what you're going to watch probably tomorrow or today at practice? You're going to watch someone do that same exact move and not tear his Achilles over and over and over and over.
Oh, like, no. Why? Yeah, there's no. I think what happened to Delpit is totally freak. What I do think is prevalent in, I mean, it's just bad luck that all of this has happened to the Browns. And they, again, I mean, it's not just that. Like, Greedy Williams out of practice today, Terrence Mitchell's out of practice. They've just been decimated in the first 2 weeks. It's random. It happens. Sometimes you wonder if you're cursed. But I am curious about if in general in society, the overtraining of athletes is leading to more cataclysmic injuries quicker. I'm talking about Tommy Johns in baseball for high school kids. I'm talking about Achilles for Durant and Thompson and the huge injuries that we've seen. These guys are playing. There was no Achilles. I don't recall. Now, I wasn't covering sports like I am now, but I don't recall a bunch of Achilles injuries when I was a kid in pro basketball. I don't recall season-ending knee injuries the way that we have them in basketball now. But we didn't train the way we did. I mean, when Larry Bird's season was over with the Celtics, he mowed his own lawn and drank beer.
Yeah.
He wasn't on a regimen with a personal trainer and a dietitian. Now, that doesn't mean that we're smarter, right? But I do wonder if we're doing too much, if the human body needs to break, and if we're doing too much too soon. I mean, kids can't get away. I'm running into it with the boys. Like, people want to play these sports year-round. Like, 8-year-olds playing baseball year-round. 6-7-year-olds playing baseball year-round, playing hockey year-round. Like, where do they grow? Is it too much on the body? And do you pay the price for that in your 20s? Because nobody blows their Achilles at 21. I mean, that didn't happen 15 years ago.
Yep.
Achilles injury was an extreme, shocking injury when it happened. Yeah. It was so rare that it happened.
It is shocking that it's happening more and more. And there is an overtraining aspect of it. Like, my dad used to make me take extended, like, you talk about kids with Tommy John, like, no kid should have Tommy John. They're throwing way too much.
There are people whose kids are in high school who get elective Tommy John because they think they come back throwing harder.
Yeah.
We did a story on this at Channel 10 when I was like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah,
the kid's getting elected Tommy John at 16, 17.
Let me tell you
and
something.
And there's no dual sporting anymore. There's none of that.
No.
Like, you play one sport only, which is nuts.
I am so against it, and my dad was so against it even back then. Like, there was a lot of pressure in Minnesota, even back when I was in high school and middle school, to play for club hockey. Like, you know, Minnesota high school hockey is phenomenal, but you play club in the summer, year-round. Like, my buddy tried to play... He played football, hockey, club hockey. Like, he never had a break. And my dad's theory was, like, you need to chill out. Like, there needs to be a break. Like, you can play football, break, hockey, break, baseball, break. You know, like, just relax. And as you get to high school and you're a little older, you kind of, they overlap, right? So you keep going and going and going. But my buddy was trying to play high school or baseball in the summer. And by my buddy, it was Blake Wheeler. And then played Blades hockey. And my dad would get furious. And he would end up benching him in baseball because he was missing baseball games to go play AAA hockey. And my dad's thought process was, this ain't hockey season.
Yeah.
This is baseball season. Like, you're doing your select thing on your own. If you're not going to be a part of this team and I'm in charge of this team, then if you're going to miss a tournament, then you know, you're going to miss a game coming back. Someone else deserves to play who's been here, has been committed. And Jim Wheeler was my dad's, assistant coach, and they got in plenty of arguments over it. I remember them. But looking back, Blake's captain of the Winnipeg Jets, but not every kid is, right? How many kids on those team aren't that? So I was thrust in the play as many things as possible, and I believe that to my core, that there are things that I learned in hockey that have definitely benefited me when I played football. Talking about the ability, I think my hand-eye coordination is 10 times better, being able to see things in your peripheral and your eye training, which is funny. When you go into an NFL facility, now I'm sure you've seen it, and sometimes they have it in the indoor facilities. It's like this big black like square board with a bunch of little lights on it, and you'll see players kind of standing in front of it, and they basically are told to stare straight ahead, and then you just react and tap all around you, and it's working on hand-eye coordination. A lot of receivers, DBs use it, right? So what, you turn your head around, boom, ball's there, you catch it. Like, it's just reaction time. And you can see your progress as you go, and you can see how when you're tired, how you're slower on it. When you're refreshed, you're faster. Like, all these little things that factor into your reaction time. But I think playing hockey, being forced to stick out, keep my head up, where's the puck, there's people, there are people moving, boom, helps you see lots of things very easily without overreacting when you're at middle linebacker diagnosing everything. You could handle it. Or, for instance, when you're skating backwards and a fast guy is coming, okay, I'm not that quick. I got to transition from skating backwards, open my hips, and sprint to that post to cut off the angle. Well, that's going to help me when I take the right angle running because I'm not going to run a 4-3. I can't take that poor angle. I better take a damn good angle to make sure I make it a 2-yard gain, because if I try to make it a 0-yard gain, he's going to get the corner on me because I'm not that fast. So all these things help you versus just being so selective. And I loved it because in high school and middle school, it gave me groups of friends. There was a couple of us that crossed over from football to hockey. And there were the guys that were hockey to baseball. So there were some friends that carried over, but it opened you up to a social groups to where you weren't just in one little clique, which I love too.
The one thing on that, though, really quickly, is you are an elite athlete. You are a professional athlete. You have athleticism that 1% of the American society has. You have the ability to be able to do most. Most kids don't have your ability, and because of the way that youth sports is, they don't even get the chance to play the other sports. Because the fear is, if I don't just play this, I can't play anything. That's what happens. I see it. I see it every day. With my buddy's kids, I see it constantly. Like, if they skip this, if they skip one season of this, then they're done. And this starts at age 8, 6, 7.
And you know what's weird about all that?
The people like you, there's might be one or two kids, and there's not one or two kids in most schools in Ohio that are like you, but there's one or two kids who are the best athletes in every class that can cross over and bounce around, and they're fine. The rest of them are holding on for dear life to one.
Yeah.
And that stinks.
I get that. The unique thing is that I never, ever thought I was like some pro athlete or special. And the reality is I was, and here's why. I was never the best kid on my hockey team. There was three or four that were way better than me. Now I was all conference and all state, but I was never like I told you, we had Blake Wheeler, we had Kurt Davis, who's still playing pro in Sweden. We had Joey Miller, Tony Lucia. Yeah. They both play at the University of Minnesota. I never got offered in Minnesota, right? I got offers, to other smaller D1 schools, but not the University of Minnesota. They didn't offer me.
Right.
Then, you look broad picture, there are guys that I played football with Dominique Barber, who was better than me when we were on the same team together, played safety in Minnesota, but he was better than me at the time. I would say he was more valuable to our team than I was. He was our starting running back and safety. I was just a Mike linebacker and tight end, so I would say he was more valuable. There's a running back, Quinn Hendel, who was 6'3", 215, and could run legit like a high 4.4, low 4.5, and if he could diagnose any play in the world, he could have been an outside linebacker and been elite. He was our running back after Dom and was just a stud, but got into trouble off the field, as far as underage drinking, stuff like that, and next thing you know, he just says forget football. Every team I was on, I was never the best. It was never a moment where it was like, oh, that kid's going to be just absolutely elite. So I just kept playing sports because I was like, you know what, I'm just going to enjoy these, because I'm not sure. I never even had the pressure on myself to be a college athlete.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
It just happened. Right. You know? Right. I was just naive and I stumbled upon it.
Yeah, and it's as you bring it back to the issue of the injuries that are happening, the fact that that pressure is happening more and more, sooner and sooner, I feel like it just has to contribute. I do. North Dakota State doing something pretty groundbreaking. We'll get into the details of that, and Nick Saban fires off on who it's really for when it comes to trying to play college football. We'll get into all of that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Your home of the Buckeyes, Jackets, NFL, Major League Baseball, and pretty much everything you can shake a stick at. What? It's a saying. The Fan.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey Bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good, too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need by calling Dr. Mark Levy direct at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
The Buckeye Show.
It would blow me away if Justin Fields doesn't become at least a six-year NFL starter. Something would have to go horribly wrong.
The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weeknights at 6 on The Fan.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy 5 or more participating sale items, and you'll save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I can't believe you finally had LASIK.
Yeah, I was so tired of contacts, I just couldn't do the itching and irritation anymore.
I thought you couldn't do it because of your astigmatism.
I thought so too, but the LASIK Plus doctors say they treat astigmatism all the time, and I'm seeing great.
Wow, but didn't it hurt and take a long time?
Not at all. It was quick and painless. Back to work the next day. Way easier than going to the dentist.
That sounds great. Was it expensive?
They made it affordable. They guaranteed financing and found a plan that fit my budget.
The LASIK Plus surgeons have performed over 2 million procedures in the last 25 years. Find out for yourself how easy, fast, and affordable LASIK can be at LASIK Plus. Call 844-338-2020. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mention this ad.
That's 844-338-2020. LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
WGU is different than any other university. Accredited online learning you can do at any time. No lectures. Study when and where you want. Nonprofit WGU orients everything we do around you. You receive a dedicated mentor to guide you through your degree attainment. Our technology and learning environment is built around you. WGU degree programs start at the first of the month, all year long. Visit ohio.wgu.edu.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hurry into Lowe's and make this Labor Day the perfect start to fall with EGO outdoor power equipment starting at $119. Visit Lowe's.com. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit WindowNation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Well-dressed, well-spoken, but never, ever a well-drink.
How about chaos?
Insanity. Absolute insanity.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan. And guys, look, if you are tired, lacking motivation, you find that workouts are just a little too tough. Look, you're eating right, you're sleeping right. You're like, why do I have a hard time getting through a workout? Well, you could have low T, and Affinity Whole Health will help you out. How about this? A free doctor consult right now. You walk in, it's free. Let's get our lab draw. Let's see. Let's figure it out. Let's see, hey, where are we at with my testosterone numbers? If you're low there or anywhere else on your markers, or maybe you're high some places. If you have too much T, you're all right. You're like Rockin' Rob. But if you're one of those guys that is low, Affinity Whole Health can help you. Find out how at feelgreatcolumbus.com.
So this will salt. The wound will continue to be salted. It's like you go to the restaurant and they sprinkle the salt. They grind the salt over your salad or whatever. That's what's going to happen. The salt is going to be on the wound for us for a
while.
What,
salt and pepper adds a lot to a salad, by the way.
Correct.
Yes. I mean, you cannot I used to be like, no pepper, none, please. And now even at home.
Oh, yeah. You got to go a heavy grind. It's interesting how those two spices.
Wear out the pepper grinder on the salad. And the salt is just better. Everything's better with salt, let's be honest.
Sure. It's amazing how those two spices you can just about do anything with and win. Like, you can use all the other stuff, and there's some nice stuff out there, some all seasoning. But honestly, just salt and pepper on any vegetable wins.
Does.
Like tomatoes.
You don't have to overthink it
anything.
A lot. You know?
No. Salt and pepper, olive oil on anything is a win. I mean, that's always going to win. Nick Saban, speaking of salting the wound, Nick Saban is still preparing for his season.
I feel like he's
pretty adamant yesterday that they are playing for the players, not the money. Let's have a listen.
This is about the players. Everybody acts like, we want to play for the money. We want to play for the players. I want to play for the players. We have a lot of guys on our team that can create a lot of value for themselves by playing this season. We can create a lot of value, and these guys have worked very hard to try to create and accomplish something as a team. You know, all those things to me are important to the players, and I want to play for the players. I know it's important to the fans. I love our fans. I love the way they support our team. They're a part of our team. We want them to continue to be a part of our team in whatever way that they can. But this is really about providing an opportunity for the players if we can do it in a safe way.
It's both.
Yeah.
I don't doubt what he's saying there, that it's for the players, that he's fighting for his players. Yes. Yes, he is. That's his job. He makes $9 million a year to fight for the players. It's also for the money. And you are also acknowledging that when you recruit a kid to come play football at Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, LSU, Georgia, and a handful of others, that you're recruiting them to make them pro football players.
Mm-hmm.
That's the job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gets in the way. That is all getting in the way of this. Yes. Because you used to be able to have the facade, as much as all of us know what really happened, you had the facade to hide behind of student-athletes. Well, it's not. I mean, we're a long way down the road. The money explosion in this sport, which leads to waterfalls and facilities and water slides and putting greens and private dining and all of this stuff, look where it's come from when you played. And there was big money in college football when you played. This is astronomical the last decade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had this conversation with people, former coaches and stuff, and they all say, like, look, we've done it to ourselves. We let the coaches' salaries get to where they are. Everything has exploded so much that it's just what was already obvious. It just basically brought it all to the forefront. You know, when the coaches are getting paid $8 million a year and, you know, you have putting greens and slides and waterfalls and this, that, and whatever, it's okay. Like, what? So why? There's a small group of people and the coaches that are getting compensated very handsomely for this, to where starting positions are more than, like, there are people on every staff, you know, at Ohio State where they could be a first-year coach at their job, and their starting position is more than what guys were making on the staff when I was playing, you know, that were seasoned coaches. Like, that's how much it's blown up. And it just draws more and more attention to it. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I told you, you know where I stand on this. I'm not a guy who's going to pound the table for... I'll always support the players, just naturally being one and all that, but I'm not one who's like, I understand what Ohio State has done for me. I always choose gratefulness and all that, and I'm appreciative of that, and I understand even now more so. I'll put it this way: after asking the university how much it costs to fund a full ride scholarship for a football player, which includes, you know, the meals they provide and all that per year, I'm grateful for what you know, somebody offered me, allowing me to have a scholarship, and I'm proud that my scholarship went through, like that I got a degree, right? Because whoever sponsored James Laurinaitis, I know that I got my degree off of that, which my parents wouldn't have been able to afford, so it would have been, you know, student loans if I had just gone normal to a college, right, to pay for my education. I got to live my dream out. And I'm very grateful that I finished it out, which is a hard decision when you look to donate a scholarship to a player and do that for someone else. The beauty about Ohio State is that it is NFLU.
Yeah.
But that's a hard thing for one to recognize. Do I want to donate X amount of dollars to have that person be like, no, I'm leaving early, I'm out, didn't get their degree? Nah, gosh. So what are you paying for? You're paying for them to go be a pro.
Yeah.
And that's the reality. Like, The secret that I think people don't want to talk about is that, like, you are providing the school an opportunity for that kid to go study his major, and what Ohio State's football players' majors are is, I want to be an NFL football player. I want to be Mike Thomas. Right. I want to be Zeke Elliott. I want to be Nick Joy Bosa, Chase Young. That's what I want to be. And every now and again, you'll get an exception to the rule, and you'll get an Aaron Kraft, right, to where they can promote, look at him, he's starting, you know, put the lab coat on. Okay, but that's not normal. Like, you're not advertising all the stuff. I mean, the Real Life Wednesday stuff, all that stuff helps, right? But essentially what I came down to, and what Shelly and I, when you look at that model, is you say, I'm paying for a scholarship for 3 years for that kid just to go be an NFLer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, are you really? So that's what you're weighing. But that's not what we don't like to talk about it, but that's the reality of it.
That's the reality of it.
That's the reality of it. So, and then, and, you know, and you won't have the selectivity to be like, hey, I want to make sure that if I offer a scholarship, it goes to a kid who's going to go all 4 years and graduate. Well, we can't guarantee that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want to go to JT Barrett. Well.
Right.
Can't promise.
Right. Right.
They go to Willie Cooker, and it may be
well, then
play 1 year.
Then how can we help?
Fields, and you only get
right. Then
year.
It's like, well, okay, well, if we want to help the school, how do you help the school? You know, do you go here? Do you go there? Do you go certain places? I love to help the school in areas where it's stuff that I'm passionate about, right? Like, that's why I've looked in, and, you know, we've made donations to the James, and we've tried to make donations, and I would love if Ohio State undertook, you know, like a functional medicine type approach with the power of the James to do like what the Cleveland Clinic does with their functional medicine wellness center up there.
Sure.
If like Ohio State should be the best at everything.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800. Rapid Furnace.
Why can't we have some of that here? You know, I'd love to kind of have that get going, but there's a lot of things that...
$1.9 billion, maybe they'll put it in there. In the new tower, maybe they'll put it in there.
Okay. I'm hopeful, Bo, but we both know that, you know, prevention, you know, telling people to eat more vegetables and all that when you can just out a pill and
good.
Collect the check off insurance. I mean, there's...
Yeah, there's a straight line. Bill Bender of the Sporting News is going to join us. Among the topics, Trey Lance, the North Dakota State quarterback, getting a showcase game. We'll ask Bill about that, and if others will follow. Coming up next, Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Two men, no pants.
Oh, my God!
Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. So you can put that on everything.
Like buffalo wings.
Everything.
Buffalo nachos.
Everything.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yes, and also things that don't start with buffalo. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With My Prescriptions, you can check your prescription status, set up auto refills, and pay online to save time. Get started at Kroger.com/myprescriptions.
Ready for a positive 2020 surprise? Here's one from Diamonds Direct. The return of our best offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing. Yes! Starting Monday the 31st, back by popular demand. Pick any item. Get the amazing value price Diamonds Direct is known for. Pay nothing down and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. And you can even finance the sales tax. Fine jewelry has never been more affordable. 5 years, zero interest on anything and everything starting September 1st. At Diamonds Direct. Approved credit. Get details, directions, and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely.
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course.
Wonderful. Then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Hot under the collar? Call Care Heating and Cooling and we'll fix that fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Anthony Rothman and Matty Ice. Both of them love the Buckeyes.
They root hard for the Jackets. Their favorite NFL teams wear purple.
They're basically the same.
Except they're really not.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary and get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let me tell you about Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration. It's going on Thursday through Saturday, August 27th through the 29th out at their location in Canal Winchester. It's going to be socially distanced, it's going to be safe, and it's going to save you a lot of money on Kinetico. How about $700 off a Kinetico K5 drinking water station like what I have in my house? Get the funk out of your water and check out KineticoColumbus.com to find out more about their 50th anniversary celebration.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, done right. That's what I like.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Meet or on the rocks, just act accordingly.
Starts with a glass of bourbon, then goes to, oh, First Blood's on. I think I'll watch this again.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's talk to our buddy Bill Bender, Sporting News National College football writer, Brian Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Bill, thanks for taking the time. I'm impressed at what the SEC, Big 12, and ACC have done from the standpoint of they have, at least to this point, they have not ignored the giant elephant in the room, which is the amateurism. We find out on the show today that they're going to play women's volleyball, and they're going to play soccer, and they're going to play all SEC schedules. But it's one of the things that I think's been ignored up here is this notion that you could only play football. Well, you can't, because then you're saying it's necessary, and you can't admit that without blowing up everything in college sports. So at least the SEC is doing that, which gives me some hope that maybe they'll be able to deliver. What say you?
I mean, we're getting on that point, and I think Greg Sankey's had a lot of wins this summer.
Yes, he has.
I think the schedule reveal was a win. The waiting till the end of September was a win. Now what he's facing now with some students on campus, and we're all seeing these numbers go up and spikes and the fact that we all know we can't legislate college students' behavior. I think that's the biggest challenge up to September 26th. But, guys, we have football next week, which, I mean, there's only a few games, but, I mean, I'm typing in the schedule now, and I'm just kind of shaking my head. It just doesn't feel the same knowing that certain conferences aren't playing.
Bill, and when you look at, for Commissioner Sankey, I mean, everything's happening just as he said, isn't it? He said the reason why we're pushing back to late September, it's because we know and expect, like he was the only one that was going to be totally obvious with it, that when these students come back, there will be a spike, and then we'll see if it flattens off, you know, in time for us to safely play football. And that's exactly what's happening when you look at the numbers at Alabama, isn't it? What's it going to take, though? I want them to push through. But what's it going to take for these schools? Now, they might already have just the mindset of, hey, we're playing through no matter what. There's a lot in this country that just want, open up everything, let's go. It's inevitable. We're all going to eventually come across it. Let's push forward. But what do you think would make Alabama, would make Auburn, would make all these schools comfortable? Do they have to see a spike and a flatten? Do they have to see, is it a number of cases, do you think? Or do you think it's just like, hey, make sure there's no serious hospitalizations amongst the student body?
I think that'll be a big factor. I think another step they're going to need to take, even though some of them are planning on having fans in the stands, I think the best way to go about it is play in an empty stadium. And I know that's going to hurt because it's college football, but you're seeing that work with NHL, NBA, even MLB, and I think that's the step they're going to have to take if these numbers continue to go up. But to your point, yeah, Greg Sankey's not some stodgy, you know, old man that's sitting in there and counting his money. I mean, I've been around him enough to know that he's a pretty savvy commissioner that does what's best for the SEC. And given what's going on here in Big Ten country, he couldn't look any better.
Bill, is speaking of Big Ten country, I think Kevin Warren is getting too much blame for the decision, which I don't think was his, was rather the president's, and he's taking the bullets for it. But I also think that his role out here, his messaging, has been so bad that to me it's fireable. It is. That's how I feel about it. I don't know that you could have blown it any more than he blew it. From your perspective, how do you see that?
Well, whether it's him or the presidents and they share the blame for the messaging and what's gone on, just the ugliness of the PR the last 2 weeks. I mean, you could compare it to the MAC. The MAC's a lot smaller scale. I can get that. But John Steinbrecher made the decision, was pretty transparent about it. They've stuck with it. They've moved on. I mean, we're not. Has anybody complained about the MAC? Nobody has.
Pac-12 too, Bill, too.
Right, yeah, they came and went, and Larry Scott takes a ton of heat on a daily basis, but, I mean, their decision came and went. So I don't know that he will ever live this down if the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12 punch through, and Ohio State's sitting there at number two all season. Well, they're not going to sit there all season, but after yesterday, that dawned on me that that's going to linger forever in Columbus that they didn't get to play this season with a national championship-caliber team.
And Bill, how about the lack of awareness with this quote that I didn't think the pushback would be this severe? Like when Teddy reports that, you have to be saying to yourself, well, then you weren't prepared for the job, right?
Well, I mean, you know how serious they take it in Columbus and Ann Arbor and Iowa City and Madison and all these in Nebraska, obviously. And there's a lot of tension now between those schools. I mean, normally we spend this part of the year wondering how many points Ohio State's going to win their opener by. And now, like I said, it's just the sting of knowing that they can't play. And I don't know if he'll get fired, but I do know he will never live this down if the other conferences play and they play safely and it works out. Because if Jim Delaney would have done this, we would have been complaining about Delaney too. But Delaney had been around so long. And the negative things that follow him, what are they? Adding Rutgers and Maryland. It isn't you canceled a season on a national championship caliber team.
Yeah. Trey Lance, North Dakota State quarterback. NDSU says, you know what? We know FCS is going in the spring. We're going to play a game. We're going to play a game against Central Arkansas on October 3rd, and we're going to give you a showcase. It's a showcase game for a kid who's going to be a third quarter. He doesn't need it, I don't think, Bill. But do you think more teams will break and play some games? Is there any chance of that happening?
Well, Air Force is going to do it, but they get that exemption with the Commander-in-Chief trophy, so they get to play Army and Navy, and those will be fun for them. I don't know that Trey Lance needs to play either, and I think that gets a little dicey because if you're the first string or second string guard and you're going out there for one game, we all know why they're doing it. I mean, it's to play Trey Lance. If they were going to do that, go out and play Oregon for one game because that was the week one game we didn't get to see. So I think that'd be a little more fun than watching Trey Lance throw for 400 yards against it's Central Arkansas, right?
Right.
It's not going to go well
Central
for
Arkansas.
Them. Right.
No, it's certainly not. Last one, Bill. I'll get you out of here on this. Okay, so these scholarships, if you don't play, they're not. So is Ohio State going to be at 100 scholarships next year? And if so, who's paying for those? And if you add 15 scholarships in football, you also have to add them in women's sports for Title IX. Who's paying for all that?
I mean, this is going to be a mess, too, with the roster management from conference to conference. I mean, take a kid like down here in Pickerington, Jack Sawyer opted out of the high school season to prepare for Ohio State, and he's obviously one of the top recruits in the country. I think he made the right decision. Anybody that's been around him knows he's a good kid. What's that mean for him? Like, can he play right away? Do these guys – or I think one thing they're going to have to look into is maybe inventing a new name, whether it's a blue shirt or something else.
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
Because the roster management headaches for guys like Ryan Day and others who recruit so well, but have these guys that might get another year, it's going to create a lot of headaches for a lot of schools.
Yeah, it certainly is. So many questions. I've said it earlier. The emperor has no clothes in big-time college sports.
Pure chaos.
And it's coming for basketball, too. It's coming for basketball. This is going to be a day of reckoning, to say the least. Bill, thank you so much for your time, bud.
Hey, no problem. You guys take care. I'll see you soon.
That's our good buddy Bill Bender, the Sporting News national college football writer and one of the best in the business, frankly. Three things on a Tuesday. Up next, Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
We have two important rules here at the radio station. Adhering to proper broadcasting standards and absolutely no deucing in the hallway bathroom. The Fan.
Message and data rates may apply up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time?
Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text Warby to 64000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text Warby to 64000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text Warby to 64000 to get started for free. That's W-A-R-B-Y to 64000.
Tune into This Dream House Saturday mornings. This Dream House is brought to you by Appliance Factory Mattress Kingdom's 50 to 80% off Labor Day sale. Appliance Factory has products in stock and available. Visit appliancefactory.com.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
Windows, siding, APCO, absolutely. We don't rely on gimmicks to get customers. We rely on our reputation. APCO is a local, family-owned window and siding company established in 1962.
Absolutely, absolutely, you can trust APCO.
APCO.com.
For the first time in forever, we're live and local in the morning. Starting at 6 a.m. weekdays, you can rise and shine to Morning Juice. Hosted by Brandon Beam, Bobby Carpenter, and Anthony Schlegel. You're welcome, Columbus. The Fan.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses. Snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on, breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Don't you want to be done with your hassles? Call LASIK Plus today at 844-338-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mention this ad. Get rid of your hassles and save hundreds today. That's 844-338-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Stop by your neighborhood Culver's, where you can enjoy our fresh frozen custard, made fresh in small batches, all day right in the restaurant. Make your treat a handcrafted concrete mixer by adding your favorite mix-in, like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Heath English Toffee Bars, to your choice of vanilla or chocolate fresh frozen custard, or the flavor of the day. Welcome to Delicious.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For something fresh and full of flavor, pick up Honeycrisp apples. They're just $1.87 a pound with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Their favorite sport is berating their producer.
You just sat there for 10 minutes.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, final segment here on a Tuesday edition. Time for a little three things. Hit it, Choppa.
One. Two, one, two, three things with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
So, I come out of the office this morning and I see Bootsy and Beamsy sitting at the bar eating cereal, and they're to the point where they're nearing the end of the cereal. And I watch as both of them ask their mom for a straw.
Mm.
Okay, so they get a straw. And then I watch as they put the straw in the bowl.
Come on.
To drink the milk.
Come on.
And I said,
what kind of stuff do you have going on over there?
What are we doing here? What are we doing? And Bootsy goes, I like drinking out of a straw. And I said, okay, fine. Straws cost money, albeit minimal money, but it's plastic and it's a waste. Sir, you could just pick up the bowl with your two finely operating hands and have a sip, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Couldn't you do that?
Yeah.
I just looked at my wife and I just walked back in the office because I don't.
I think the message was sent. My first thing, at least you have boys like that, because you know what I deal with in the morning? And a part of me loves it, but it's still a part of my reality. Is that now London will come down, she dresses herself, which means she'll have some fancy dress shoes on, she'll have a dress on, she's figured out how to put the headband in her hair.
Yes.
And it's lip gloss.
Lip gloss.
Lip gloss.
Fantastic.
But my joy in it is God the way you. She looks at me. And I tell her every morning, I'm like, baby, you look beautiful. But you always, yep. You look beautiful in your PJs, too.
Yep.
But it's the way she looks at me, and it's the smile that gets me. And then it's the reality that this is my future for the next, at least.
It's going to be a minute.
We might not even be done having children. And the way I'm at it, we'd have to be a fourth girl, if we're blessed to have another. But goodness, that's where we're at. I got at least 18 years coming January 21.
Yeah.
My first thing today, I was pretty proud of myself with this. We had some leftover buffalo chicken that we had put on some hoagies earlier in the weekend. And last night, I decided to take some of that. I sprinkled it over some chips. I put some cheese on that. I put another layer of chips, more of the meat, some more cheese, threw that in the oven. I made some pretty good buffalo chicken nachos, if I will say so myself. So I was pretty proud of me because I'm not very good in the kitchen. And I made something that I deemed actually tasting good.
The things that you are proud of that you make are so different than anything that would even enter my head to make.
I'm a creative
like
food
that,
guy.
That thing that you just laid out, that's a heart attack, is what you just had, sir. That's what that was. I'm sure it was fantastic, though, Chops. Number two for me. I got to tell you, it was melancholy last night. The oldest had his first sleepover, as I told you. Black Cobra with his first sleepover. I thought when we picked him up this morning, when my wife picked him up, that it would be, oh, I missed you so much. It was none of it. Like, he was unfazed. Like, my wife and I were sobbing in our wine last night. My oldest did not care the least that he wasn't here. Didn't affect him in any way, which I guess means we're winning. That we've raised a kid who can handle that type of thing, I suppose. At least that's what I'm telling myself.
Yeah.
But far harder on us than it was on him.
Yeah. Yeah. I do great when it comes to like father-daughter dances at weddings. I start to tear up, and Shelly's always looks at me and goes, I mean, you're already crying, James. You have plenty of opportunities to cry about this. I'm like, yeah, and I'm going to cry at every single one of them.
Every one of them.
I'm going to be an absolute mess. You kidding me? Anyway. My second thing, I woke up to unbelievable news. Unbelievable news. I was looking at North Star. I was looking at Brassica. They're both owned by the same company. Lovely places that I like to frequent. And I saw Delivering. We got Delivery now out of these two? Unbelievable. So I go on the line and I click and I'm like, Delivering, great. And then I see their Delivering radius. Okay. All right. What a buzzkill that was. You know what, guys?
You're just outside.
Open up in Dublin. Open up in Dublin, please. What do you have against Dublin?
Get you a little Buddha bowl.
Buddy, Buddha bowl. I mean, I'm obsessed with Brassica. I could eat Brassica daily, honestly.
They should send us some free stuff just for all the talk we're giving them right now.
I just want you to open up in Dublin. I mean, haven't you seen Bridge Park? It's booming. Come on. And look, we have plenty of good stuff to eat out here. And I drive down to get it. I'm just jealous. That's all I am. I'm jealous of Westerville. I'm jealous of Upper Arlington. I'm jealous that you get to enjoy this delicious food. It's all right. It's all right.
So the Reds and the Indians not playing so well so far this season, but their pitching has been good. One of those pitchers includes Trevor Bauer, who did pick up his first loss of the season last night, but he threw some Ks in this one, and that's what my thing is about. After he struck out one of the batters last night, he pretended to open up an imaginary beer and just started chugging it. We've said it before, you might not agree with everything Trevor Bauer says, but we need guys like this in baseball, somebody to make it exciting, because I can totally get behind the guy pantomiming chugging a beer after he strikes out a batter. But if you're that pitcher, you also can't get mad if there's a bat flip because you're showing up the batter. So it works both ways, and it should. But just don't turn around and act like you don't like being shown up when you get a home run knocked off you.
One of the funniest things that I've heard in the last month or so is the Rewatchables podcast that Bill Simmons did with Kyle Brandt on Teen Wolf. Kyle Brandt, just the revelation of the logistics of Michael J. Fox turning into an actual wolf and playing basketball and like CNN not being there. I died, not all of those hit for me, but that is one of the funniest things that I've heard in a very, very long time.
My third thing, I'm looking for any bit of optimism right now, and one of the things that brought me optimism and hope today is that 23 states across our country have seen a decline in cases, anywhere from 10% to 50%. It's a unique deal where there's some that are seeing an increase, like in Iowa and Kansas and, you know, some Midwestern states. But for the most part, Ohio trending down. Let's keep up the good work. Let's cling to that, all right? Let's not just let loose.
I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not.
Let's cling to it. But anyway, and what's been... Believe what you want about the media, but when I saw that today on the news, I was like, well, how about that? That's a little bit of joy there. Let's keep that going.
My final thing today, I've been coming in to help out a little bit with the early show these last 2 weeks, so I've adjusted my sleep schedule just slightly, just an hour, but I'm worried. You know, during the weekend, I usually wake up, my body clock thinks it's late anyways. I wake up around 7. I'm worried that it's going to get adjusted to this, and then I'm going to start waking up at 6 a.m. on the weekends. What am I going to do? If I wake up at 6 a.m.,
you're going to love it.
What?
You're going to love it.
There's no chores. I got nothing to do.
No one else is up. Oh, yeah, you're safe, pal. You're going to love it. The growing up of chops is going to be one of the great fun things for us all to observe. Fun times today, kids. Thank you for listening. Rothman and Ice coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is brought to you by Allstate. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. With pay-per-mile insurance from Allstate, pay for the miles you drive and save on the miles you don't. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience, too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary. Get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles, plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try WindowNation.com.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. So you can put that on everything.
Like buffalo wings.
Everything.
Buffalo nachos.
Everything.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yes, and also things that don't start with buffalo. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers. It's all available to you in the Fan store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Don't sweat it. Call Cure Heating and Cooling and we'll fix your air conditioner fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Back to work at that J-O-B? The one you realized isn't for you? Well, that's if you're lucky, right? Make your move. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently.
and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need, while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Matt Andrews. The University of Cincinnati Board of Trustees approved a contract extension for head coach Luke Fickell, as reported by The Athletic. Contract extension reportedly to run through 2026 at $3.4 million a year. Browns rookie safety Grant Delpit out for the year with a torn Achilles. A second-round draft pick by the Browns out of LSU is out before the season and his pro career even starts. NBA bubble last night. Miami eliminates Indiana in a four-game sweep. The Lakers up 3-1 after they pounded Portland. Tonight, the Jazz and Nuggets at 6:30. Utah up 3-1 on the Mavs and Clippers at 9. Series deadlocked at 2. Also in the NBA, the 76ers yesterday fired 7-year head coach Brett Brown. Boston just completed a sweep of Philadelphia. Baseball tonight, Reds in Milwaukee at 8:10. Indians host the first-place Twins tonight at 7:10. Breaking sports news on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.